Welcome to the show. All right. Y'all know what it is. It's Friday, y'all, which means it's time for Freedom Friday. Freedom Friday, that's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, you can't beat Freedom Friday, right? Well, you the caller decides what the conversation is all about. Now, of course, you know, I always have to start off with something, you know, just to talk about for a moment. So, hey, that's what we're going to do. But it's a beautiful day. It is. It's always a beautiful day. And it's just nice and easy and quiet. And we're going to have some fun today also. But there's a couple of things I want to talk about too. But you know what? We're going to get to that in a minute. But anyway, it's a great day. So y'all want to be a part of the show today? No problem. You can go join me in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk, or you can just put Mr. Talk in the search box on the website, and it'll bring it right on up. Or you can join, call in 347-838-8622, and you know, we can have a conversation that way as well. And you can always send me an email at ericglesstalk@gmail.com. All right, so those are all the ways you can participate in the show today, and I'm sure we'll be all right. We're going to have us some fun. All right. Now, before we go any further, y'all know what I got to do. Y'all know I got to bring this beautiful lady in with all the knowledge, with a lot of knowledge, because nobody has all the knowledge. Let's be honest about that. But this young lady here, she is very knowledgeable of many, many different subjects. And honestly, I don't think the show would be where it is now without her, you know, because her input is very much valued, and we do appreciate her. So without further ado, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and bring my beautiful co-host in, Sister Ngoni. All right. Sister Ngoni, how you doing?
I'm doing.
Okay, we got that out of the way now.
I'm doing just fine, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. I appreciate your
support and your inspiration and motivation. I just want to thank you for your kind words.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I mean them. Every word I say, I mean them also. Well, you know, well, that's cool. Yeah. You know, yesterday we talked a lot about radiation and chemicals and things like that. And, you know, the funny part about it, well, I'm not going to say funny, but the interesting thing about it, you know, looking at the news last night, there was a chemical spill in West Virginia. And then, you know, you sent me some videos also from 1942 to 45. 1945 to 48.
88. No, it's 1945 right. to 1988. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to see that thing?
No, not really. And what I was going to do, probably when I get off the show, I'm going to go and take a look at it. And what I'm doing, I'm going to go in and put it on the show page, the show Facebook mm-hmm. page, so everybody mm-hmm. be able to get a good look at it. So yeah, don't forget, y'all, that's Eric Let's Talk at Facebook.com. If you want to go and see
that's a good
this
idea.
Video.
And you know what I did, Eric? I posted mm-hmm. the title of the video on your comments link from the show yesterday.
Oh, okay. Great. See, that's the way mm-hmm. we can do it. That's the way we make it happen. Yeah. You know, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. I see I got my chat room coordinator, Antoinette, from Delaware in the house. Hey, Antoinette, darling. How are you? I see I got me a couple
greetings,
of guests.
Greetings, Antoinette.
And let's see, all the ones on the switchboard, thank y'all for joining us also. All right. So now that we have that little tidbit out the way, it's time for some music, y'all. And y'all know I got a music coordinator now, so I don't get to do a lot of music. I'm not gonna lie, I don't get to do the music like I used to. But on Fridays is my day to do the music, okay? And y'all know what I like to do. You know, I'm oldies. I'm an old school guy, so you know I got to do what I gotta do to make me dance. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Y'all have fun. Hey, and if you're going to chair dance, chair dance. If you want to get up and dance, dance. Let's have some fun because it's Friday, okay? You at your job. You're really not doing nothing. So might as well get up and dance. I shouldn't have said that. Somebody boss may be listening. Well, if the boss is listening, he's not doing nothing either, right? He or she. But anyway.
Wouldn't that be if I just got up and started dancing?
Yeah. I
right
know,
in,
right?
Right in the middle of the assembly line. Did everybody stop and get up?
Oh, Lord, that would be funny. That would be hilarious. Okay. Well, all right, y'all, without further ado, y'all ready for the first Friday mix of the year? That's right. The first one. We done made it through a whole week. The first of the year, I'm telling you, 2014. Y'all to be up happy anyway, because many people didn't get to do that. But anyway, without further ado, y'all, here it is, the Friday Mix.
Got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be till the music stops now, yeah.
Rhythmatic, exciting, she's a dynamite attraction.
tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Oh, there it is, man. I had a feeling that today was going to be a good day, too, man. I'm telling you. Y'all like that? I know I liked it. I enjoyed doing it. That was your Friday mix, man. The first win for 2014. I'm telling you. I got tired of chair dancing and standing up and dancing. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm just telling you how I was doing. Oh, my goodness. That was good. That was good. Sister Ngoni, you there?
Yeah. I enjoyed that too, Eric.
Oh, okay.
That was nice to beat as usual.
Yeah, I mean, whew, man, I tell you, it sounded good. You know, it always sounds better when I play it for y'all. I don't know why. Maybe I'll just be listening too hard when I'm doing it.
You just love your music.
Yeah, I know. Hey, music soothes the soul. Ain't that right? I mean, really, it does, if you really think about it. Of course, you know, some people may disagree with that, but, hey, that's the way I feel. If you want to, you feeling bad besides smiling and you're feeling bad and you want to feel better, put on some good music, something you like, and I guarantee you it'll change your mood. It really will. Hey, I don't have any scientific proof, but it works for me, and I know it works for a lot of other people, so it got to be something in that. But anyway, that was your first Friday mix, man. I think we had a little Cheryl Lynn in there. Then we had the Jacksons. Then we had Casey and the Sunshine Band. Then we had the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah, so we had a lot of folk in there. That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good. All right. Now that we have the music out of the way, it's time for the intellectual part of the show, and where we take you on a ride deep within yourself and make you wonder, what am I doing? And it's time for the quote of the day to make your brain go, that's right. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring our beautiful, beautiful co-host in. And so she can give you the quote of the day. And hold up. Let me get you your drum roll. This is a new drum roll for you. But I got one for you. Here you go. All right.
All right now. I like that. The drums. Okay, we have a proverb today, so I'm going to quote a proverb. Knowledge is like a garden. If it is not cultivated, it cannot be harvested. That's a Nigerian proverb.
Wow, a Nigerian proverb. Life is like a garden. If it is not cultivated, it cannot be harvested. And you know what? That is so, so true. So true. And you know what?
Knowledge.
I'm glad. Huh?
It said knowledge is like a garden.
Yeah, that's not what I said.
Oh, I thought you said life. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, life and knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But you know what? That is so true. And that goes a lot with the first thing I want to talk about today, in fact. But you are right, because a lot of people, I mean, you know, it's like as you go on through life, you learn a lot of things. You know, you really do. You learn a lot. But a lot of people, they learn it, but they don't do anything with it. So, in other words, it's not being cultivated, which means it really can't be harvested. So it's just sitting in dry, untended soil, just sitting there, you know, rotting away. So that's a good point. I don't know if that's what you meant, but that's the way I got it anyway.
Well, I didn't write the proverb, so I got basically the same thing out of it, that if you don't cultivate knowledge, you can't expect to get anything out of it. So basically, I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, we are. So, all right, and that was the quote of the day, y'all. The quote of the day. Sister Ngoni has put it in the chat room for those in the chat room, you know, that didn't hear real good, but it's in there, all right? So there. Now, here's something I want to talk about first thing. I know it's Freedom Friday, and I let the caller usually decide what we're going to talk about and how long. But this is something that, you know, it's been going on for a couple of days, and it really disturbed me when I saw this. And I'm talking about the little 3-year-old that he was in this room, and he has some, I'm not really going to call them adults, but they were cussing, and they was telling him cuss words to say, And he was saying it, you know, and it's just amazing. And it's a big hoo-boo-ha about it when, I don't know. Number one, let me put this out there. The mother is 16 years old, okay? I'm going to put that out there. She's 16, okay? And basically what she said was he had on a clean diaper. The house was clean. And like they said, kids curse. Every kid does it. And that's what the mother said, all right? She also said a friend of her brother filmed the video while she was in the room. He was wrong for doing that, posting the video up and getting us in this situation. She said, everybody that thinks I'm a bad mother, I'm not. I'm a good mother to my son. I teach him a lot. He's very smart. Now, you know, number one, I have a problem with what she said. Every kid cuss. All right. You know, and maybe some kids curse, but I don't know if every kid curses. All right, because I just can't see that. But the language this little boy, the language this little boy was using was just horrendous. I mean, it was really, really upsetting. And the police union, Omaha, Nebraska, you know, they posted the clip on its website to highlight what it called the cycle of violence and thuggery the community faces. All right. You know, and we get to the rest of this in a minute. But, you know, I know a lot of y'all probably haven't heard it. So I got the clip right here. And on this clip, you're going to hear the actual conversation between, I guess, this family's friend and the little boy. And then after that, it's going to be a discussion between on Fox's, what's her name? Myron, okay, something like that, where these two individuals are discussing the same topic. And once we get finished listening to that, I'm going to come back and we can get a little discussion about it. And I want to know what y'all think about it, because I found this very, very disturbing. And, you know, I think some people are just looking at it the wrong way. Now, let me put this disclaimer out here right now. There is some really harsh language you're about to hear. Okay, usually I don't play this kind of stuff on the show, but in this instance, for you to get the real just what's going on, I'm going to let you hear the whole thing in its entirety. So if you're kind of sensitive to profanity, I don't know if you may not want to listen to that. All right, so that was the disclaimer. Don't nobody call back later talking about I played some and I didn't warn y'all, because I just put it out there. Is that right, Sister Ngoni? I just put it out there, right?
I heard you do it.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to make that clear. All right. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, here's the clip of the little boy and his conversation and a conversation from Fox News on one of their nightly shows.
You a bitch, nigga.
You a bitch, nigga.
You throwing a fit right now, little nigga?
You asshole.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Put that bitch ass nigga off.
You ain't talking that shit now, nigga. Fuck you too.
Say bitch. Some say suck my dick.
That's why you can't fight, pussy.
You a bitch.
Bitch.
So where is he from, blood?
Say nigga, I'm from Bruce Nye, nigga.
What hood you from?
Something different.
16.
He's
16. Say nigga, my name 3 times, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
Man,
you a hoe, nigga.
You a hoe, bitch.
What's up, then? Talk for the camera, dude.
Yo, bitch.
Say I'm thugging me with my diaper on, nigga.
Huh?
Say I'm thugging with my diaper on. Too long over
season. What's that
hair, buddy?
See, I need some pussy today. I'm throwing a fit right now.
Huh? You
say fuck you.
Controversy tonight after a police organization posts a disturbing video of what it describes as, quote, the continuation of the thug cycle. Joining me now to discuss the controversy over this is Wendy Murphy. She's the founder of the Victim Advocacy and Research Group and a New England Law adjunct professor. Also, Michael Skolnick, who's a political director to hip-hop pioneer Russell Simmons and president of GlobalGrind.com. It's so awful. It's the same as watching them pick him up and beat him physically. And now two controversies have emerged. Number one, no charges have yet been brought against anyone in that video. In fact, the only statement we have from police is that they're investigating it, but that nothing criminal took place on that tape. And number two, the police are now getting pushback, the Police Officers Association, which is different from the department, for posting it online and describing it as They say they had an obligation to share it, to continue to educate the public about the terrible cycle of violence and thuggery that some young, innocent children find themselves helplessly trapped in. Michael, let me start with you. On the latter issue, the police posting the video, they did not blur the faces, I understand it, but we did.
No, I think it's totally inappropriate for the police to post this video. It's appalling and disgusting to watch this child say the things he's saying and for the adults in this video to tell him to say the things he's saying. I have a child. It is disgusting to watch that. But for the police to post this video and post this child's face, it is abuse of the child. The child, they have no right to tell us how to raise our children. Their job as police is to protect our children, not raise our children.
Wendy?
Well, who posted it first? Where did the police get it? They didn't go break into the family's home and steal it. It was already put out there by this poor child's family into the public domain, and this was
on
a responsible
Facebook.
Act on the part of the police officers, because when this kid grows up and becomes a gangbanger and starts killing people and raping women, and that's the language of a child, not what he's going to do, but it's the messaging. Someone's going to say, why didn't we intervene in this child's life sooner? Why didn't we see the red flags?
Megan,
are really, really big red flags, and
yeah.
Somebody should intervene, and if it's not the parents, it's got to be someone.
Go ahead, Michael. Ahead,
that is precisely the problem of posting this video. The idea that you would think this child is going to grow up to be a thug and a criminal and hurt somebody just because of the language they use at 2 years old, that is a perpetuation of a horrible stereotype.
But, Michael, let me ask you on this. Let me press you on that point, Michael. If there is no intervention, what do you think is going to happen
to
that child?
No, there should be intervention in this child's life. It's not to post a video on a website for a union.
Do you agree that he is being abused? That is abuse on that tape.
It's certainly abuse, and there's a set of procedures a police department should go through to investigate abuse. It is not to post a child's face on a website to the public and say, look at this. This is an example of bad parenting. That is not a proper procedure of the police department.
Michael, where did the police get
Wendy,
the video?
Wendy, even the police chief of the Omaha police said it was wrong for them to do this.
You didn't answer my question. At all. I said, where did the police get it?
They got it off the internet. But there's
right.
hundreds of videos
so
of children swearing on
listen,
the internet.
They claim that they needed to do it, that they wanted to do it, because they wanted to give people an unfiltered view of what, quote, we deal with every day. And there are, quite frankly, citizens, they say, that think this stuff does not happen. But it does. They claim it's an education tool to show the public that this is happening, this perpetuation of, you know, I don't know what it is.
There's a much better way, Megan, to show the public what's happening than ridicule and pick on a two-year-old child. There's a much better way to do that. If you want to rebuild the relationship between
the
community
truth.
And the police department, this is certainly not the way to do this. Omaha has a history of bad relations with the black community, and this just puts a further pin.
You know what? If somebody said, there are toddlers in homes being told to say these things, you know what the response would be? That's a lie. How dare you shame
Wendy,
our minority community.
Go on
community.
YouTube and
now
type
we have
in baby
a true
swearing.
Video, and you're angry.
Baby swearing is different. Baby
go
swearing is
YouTube.
Not good, Michael.
See,
it's not good, but if you watch this tape in its entirety, you
it's
will be
appalling.
Sick to your stomach.
I've seen
I mean,
it.
The
it's
abuse
disgusting.
Of what they do to this little boy, and make and with them, he gives the middle finger, and they're calling him ho, and they're using the P
yes, but that's
word
a
with
thug.
Him,
it's also
and
abuse,
F
Megan.
You, and on it goes. It's they
yes,
are determined
Megan,
to torment the child, and
Megan,
it's clear this isn't the child's first time on the receiving end of this. Here's the question I want to ask you both. We've got 10 seconds left, so I want to carry you over, and that is, where are the charges against the caregivers? That's next.
All right, and that was the clip of the three-year-old kid cursing, you know, with being cur or, you know, being pushed on by some, they think they're adults, but I don't think really think they're adults. But anyway, and you know, that, you know, and the things they are arguing about now is really interesting, you know, but I want to give you some more background on what has happened since then. Originally, the child was taken in protective custody, you know, CPS came. Now the child and his mother are in protective custody for safety reasons. Okay, court records show the toddler was among five injured in October when shots were fired at a home. The boy and his mother have been relocated by the state in the past over gang activity fears. So, you know, hey, could do you say the Omaha Police Department may have, I guess you can say a point in why they wanted to post it? And you know, everybody is saying, well, you know, they were wrong for posting it, but it's not like they went and got it. This was taken off of one of the guy's Facebook page. So they put it out there, you know, and like you always say, once you put it on Facebook, it becomes public, really. So, you know, I think maybe, just maybe, the argument is misdirected, you know, as far as, you know, why they put it up on their little website. You know, it was the union, but and that's just my opinion. So I'm asking y'all, what do y'all think about that? And I'm going to give my co-host a first shot at it, you know, before I open up the phone lines. So, co-host, what you think about that? Are you there? Okay, she must be busy.
I'm sorry, I had muted myself.
Oh, okay.
And it's a good thing I did because y'all would have heard me cussing.
Yes. But go ahead.
I think it's terrible that the little boy was subjected to that kind of behavior. And if I heard right, the mother is 16 years old. Is that correct?
Correct. 16. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether the information about the mother and child being injured in gang activity previously and being removed. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, I've learned not to jump. Everything they put out here on the news is not always true when you follow back. So I'm just going to put a question mark on that. If that's the case, then I think that definitely there should have been some kind of investigation as to, you know, that type of behavior. However, let me say this. Child Protection Services is known to be not that, how do I want to say this? They've been involved in some pretty bad things. And the children that are put in foster care are known, there's documentaries, to be drugged in the morning and given drugs in the evening when it's time to go to bed. As a matter of fact, there was a case not too long ago where a little 2 or 3 year old girl was taken from her parents because they were caught smoking marijuana, and the child ended up being beat to death a few weeks later after they took the child. So I just wanted to say that about Child Protection Service. I don't think that's the answer either. And mm-hmm. I think that the argument about where the police got the video is irrelevant, and that was just misdirecting, like you said, the discussion about the situation. And notice the response was from the Police Officer Association. They put it up there to give people an unfiltered view of what they deal with. So was it about the child or was it about them?
That's a good
point. You see my point?
That's a very good point.
So to me, you know, this brother attitude and the state always busting in on people about everything. Yes, absolutely. But the video is despicable. I agree. And it's terrible that the child is subjected to that kind of environment. But I'm just sick of the state and their big brother attitude about everything. And I agree with that young man that was talking to those women on the video on the news, because to me, you see, we've had books written in this country trying to stereotype certain groups of people having a propensity for violence, and you know, and we've also had history of them sterilizing certain groups of people in this country. Let's not forget that. Mm-hmm. Because they were deemed unfit to reproduce. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, the behavior in this video is like I said, horrible. But, you know, there's a bigger issue here in light of the history of this country and what they have done to certain groups of people. And the conditions of certain groups of people in this country are pitiful because of conditions and environments that they're forced to live in. I know we have to take responsibility for our own actions, and we can't just point the finger out, but that's an element involved. Okay, I'm done. I told y'all.
Oh, see, that I'm talking about, though. And you know what? It's good because now we can talk about it, and we see some of the things that's going on both sides of the table here. And, you know, on one side, we got some so-called adults teaching a kid how to cuss. You know what I mean? And on this other side, we have a police department that's saying, you know, look, this is what we have to deal with the thuggery, and this kid is going to grow up to be a thug and murder and rape people like the lady said. So, you know, where is the middle ground, or where's where do we fix this at? I guess is the word I want to know. You know, first, you know, we know what the problem is now because we just put it out there. But where do we fix it at? So what I'm going to do now is go ahead and open up the lines because I see, boy, we got them lined up. You hear me? So let's see. We're going to start with Miss Antoinette. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you, Mr. Talk. Hello. And hello, Sister Agonia.
Greetings, okay. Sister Antoinette.
And let me, welcome Mr. Wesley to the show. And
hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hey,
good afternoon.
Hello, Wesley.
And
hey,
we
Mr.
got, wait a minute, Wesley. Well, I got to bring a couple more people in now. Let's see. I'm thinking this is Ebony. Ebony, is this you? 011? I guess. Okay.
I don't know if it is.
Oh, I guess that's you. Yes,
hello,
it's you.
Wesley.
Okay.
No, that's not B.
Okay.
I don't think.
Wait a minute. You talking to me?
Maybe it's Michelle.
No, that's Derek.
I'm Carl.
Oh.
You who?
Oh, Carl.
I'm
okay.
Carl.
Carl.
Yep.
Welcome,
yes,
Carl.
All right.
Thank
welcome,
you very much,
Carl,
folks.
To the show. And let me bring everybody else in here. I got a bunch of 111, so I'll figure out who's who in a minute.
Okay.
All right,
you
me.
Know
it. It did sound like me.
We know it's
okay.
Joe, and it's me, too.
Okay,
we
got Maze Joe.
And do I
we
have a
Maze
surprise, Joe?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay.
And hello, Joe.
Hey, Anthony.
All right, so we got the crew here. All right, now, peacefully, but, you know, orderly, tell me what y'all think about that video that I just played.
The video was terrible, but
mm-hmm.
What really concerns me is, why are they talking about what charges to bring? It still has been no charges filed.
I always want to put somebody in jail.
Okay, can
nothing.
I settle something real quick? Everybody got a computer? Go pull up babies cursing on the internet. You got a whole lot of them, all flavors doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to pick up them parents and put them on the TV. So you
thank
got a
you.
Watch group that's sitting back and watching everything black kids do on the internet, and they want to bring it to the TV.
Now I'll tell you why
doing,
they did
because they
it.
Got a problem. Because you got to
take
you
our
got,
children.
You got white
why do they want our children?
Look it up, and you can see it, and let's put that on the evening news.
I'll tell you exactly why they did it, why it was on
I'm
the Omaha police site. A few weeks ago, there was a video on YouTube, and it was about a guy and a friend of his who got pulled over, supposedly for a traffic ticket.
Okay, nothing to do with it.
And then the cops, and this is in Nebraska. This is why it's on the Omaha, Nebraska website, the police.
Omaha.
Site. Omaha. Because they pulled the guys over. Then the guy was out of the truck. And then the cop said, move. And then the guy didn't move fast enough, and the cop put him in a chokehold. Now, while he was doing that, the neighbor across the street had videotaped everything. And when
mm-hmm.
he videotaped everything, he put it on YouTube. And guess what? The people who were the people who were stopped for traffic for the traffic stop, they were black. The cops were white. And if you take a look at the comments, there were hardly any comments against the black people. They were against the cops. The cops didn't like it. That's why they put it on their site.
So what does that got to do with
so going after a child cursing?
Like
I mean, a child cursing is bad, but what's that have to do with a child cursing?
We
so now they're going to take the worst, the worst incident. You know, remember here, a child cursing? What Yes. What is that?
Remember the reason.
May I add something that wasn't mentioned?
Excuse me, Ms. Keasley.
May I add something that wasn't mentioned?
Remember the reason that the Police Officer Association gave for putting the video up there? They said to give people an unfiltered view of what they deal with. So I think Joe's on to something. I think Joe might be on to something.
May I add something that hasn't been mentioned?
Mr. Talk, did you have an why don't you pull up some of those other babies cursing, and so everybody can hear, just like the news did it, and we can get a place of they need to go pick up some more parents.
We just heard.
Okay, Ian,
may I add something that hasn't been mentioned yet?
Go ahead, Mr. B.
I'm reading from Omaha.com that in this household, this same toddler was hurt at a shooting inside the house 3 months ago.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
But
yeah.
Does that have anything to do with the child's mouth?
Let me mention a couple of other quick things. And
I understand that, Beasley, but Mr. Beasley, does that have anything to do with the child's mouth?
No.
You know,
did somebody shoot that child because he was cursing? My cousins made me curse when I was 3 and 4 years old.
That's what I'm saying. They would tell me curse words
when I was 3 or 4 years old. And then send me into the room with the adults so I can get a spanking until they finally figured it out. They finally figured it out that they were telling me, then they got a spanking. And I was going to call one of them, tell them that the grandmother, this is just a sad situation all along. First off, they're in Omaha, you know, acting like they're city gangbangers. I'm from Los Angeles, and they imitate Los Angeles gangs. And I don't know why they just aren't happy just to be in Omaha, away from everything. The grandmother of this child is 38 years old.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, thank you. I got a comment, but I want to ask a question first. I didn't actually see the video. I just listened to it when you played it on the air. Who was it that was teaching the child to do those things? Was this like, you know, friends, brothers, sisters, you know, kids, or was this the kid's parents that were teaching him to do this?
It was a friend of the mother's brother.
His father's dead. His 17-year-old father got
his
killed.
His friend of the mother's. Okay, so it wasn't his parents anyway. I think that's important. I think that's one piece because, you know, like the other gentleman said, you know, I like you guys. I mean, that happened to me when I was a kid. I remember coming home from school one day, and I was about 10, and a guy stopped me on a bicycle, and he taught me to say the F word. He told me it was French, and I should go home and tell it to my mother. and you know, being not quite that dumb, I at least went home and I kind of phrased it to my mom like I heard a new word and what does it mean? I still got beat.
That's not the question. Why was this baby phoned on every station in the country yesterday?
Yeah.
Why was this baby put on there?
Okay.
It shouldn't have been anyway.
But here's the thing. I think there's a difference.
You didn't commit a crime because you're too young to.
I think I got two things on either side. I think that just because someone else put the video on YouTube does not automatically make it okay for the police to copy that and replay it. And let me give you an example.
The police didn't play it. The news media played it.
The police played it.
Everybody don't know the police played it.
Well, let me give you, it started on CNN.
You and Maeve, can we hear what the guy is saying?
They took it off the internet, right? That's what you said. That's where the police got it. They got the tape off the internet.
Right.
All I'm trying to do is say that, you know, for example, if on the tape had been somebody sexually abusing a child, we certainly wouldn't say that just because it's on the internet that would make it okay for police to then rebroadcast it to everybody else. I think if they wanted to rebroadcast that or use that as some sort of a way to inform the community that this kind of thing really happens, I think the very least they could have done would have been to block out the faces on the video and not put the kid or his family, who are supposedly in some kind of were moved already because they were in danger, and we're going to expose them more. The very least we could do is cover their faces so nobody know who it is. Secondly, I think TV was a bad choice. I think if they wanted to do that to make the community aware, then they
what
should
community?
Have had a public, they should have had a community meeting, and they should have published the fact like you did on here before you played it and said, we have some video that we'd like you to see so that you understand what we're going through, because maybe we need more resources, maybe we need more money, you know, whatever the reason was, I don't know. You know, but I think there was a more appropriate way to do what they did than simply to splash it out on the air and then
Fox
get
News
everybody all riled
Black
up over
Fox dirty laundry
Fox News
out
had a ball on
it
yesterday. Now I want Fox News to take, because I'm going to send Fox News to tape all these other babies on here cussing too, and I want to see if it's going to make the evening news.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait.
Well,
wait,
you know
on,
what
hold
I
on.
Would like to
hold
know?
On. Wait a minute.
Hell,
wait a
I'm
minute.
Sorry,
wait,
Mr.
wait.
Talk.
Wait a minute. Now, let's clarify something. Okay, it wasn't the actual police department. Okay, it was the police union in Omaha, Nebraska that posted the clip on its website. Okay,
oh,
and they say they did it to highlight what it called the cycle of violence and thuggery the community faces. Now, that's
and
why
the
they said they put it up there.
And the police are thugs themselves.
They're thuggery themselves.
Thank
so how can they print that to somebody? They shouldn't put their face on the opposite side what they wrote about the little kids. What they should have wrote about themselves because they're thuggery too because they're in a uniform.
Yes,
that's
and they don't think about the language that they use around children when they go to do things.
Thank you.
When the police go to bust into
grown-up.
Someone's home or, you know, if they stop somebody and it's a child in the car, they're not monitoring their language and making it PG.
I can't believe I'm about to say something to defend the police.
No,
the police didn't teach this little boy to talk and act like this, and
that's beside the point. They have no right.
They don't.
If they're not going to treat people like human beings, and they really ought to stop whining and complaining about how, you know, what they face, because they're part of it. Everybody knows police put drugs in neighborhoods and sell guns on the black market. Everybody knows what the police is about.
And cut you out
So are we going to, all right, I despise the
they
police.
They ain't women for
okay.
no vote no different than nobody else's. They just got a badge.
I despise the police, but are we going to blame the police?
I don't despise them.
I don't blame the police.
Well, I do. Let me ask the question first.
Mr. Beasley, I don't think that is something that the police needed to be dug into. I don't think it was something that needed to be broadcasted all over national television.
I agree.
That they shouldn't be talking about there has been no criminal charges as yet filed, like they're trying to find something to file criminal charges on, when I think that you can go through every family in this so-called country, and at one time somebody in their family, these children have heard curse words that they didn't hear from within their own house. They've heard it on television. I remember last year my granddaughter was shocked the heck out of me, turned to my oldest son, and he was telling her bye, and she looked at him and she said, Uncle, you know, F you, from something she got from a movie.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference between hearing it.
No,
there's a difference between hearing
it
when you're
either
in school.
Either way, you're hearing it.
Well,
you're hearing
there's a
it. Children
well, here's,
hear
here's,
it.
Here's the difference.
Hear
the difference.
That makes a parent not a good parent. Talk like this. They're coaching
well, yes,
them to talk
here's
like this, and they're interacting with them. And that's
well,
because they're young and irresponsible.
They need to be the soft
but
did
you
the
know
crap
what?
That was out yesterday by all the people. They should all dive down and send a letter to the news
well, but here's,
media
here's
about
the difference
this,
between the two
no
things.
Sense. You're trying to make
here's
somebody look. It doesn't represent the
here,
whole community. Because
no,
here's the
done,
difference
it,
between
the
two things.
That was having an argument
it
on
is
the
not
TV,
about the kid cursing.
And some people don't understand. They should sue them for putting that child's face on
well,
the
yes,
TV.
They should.
Because it's against the law. It's a minor. They haven't committed a crime.
You ask what the difference is. Here's the difference between the child hearing it on the street and the child hearing it in school and the child hearing it at home. And the difference is it's the parents that have a responsibility to care for
oh,
and raise their child.
I'm telling
Wait,
you go look it up on the internet, you'll see something on there look like you cursing. And what do you think needs to be done with them?
And you know what? See, you know what we're not hearing? What we're not hearing, which they have videos that are out there for that also, is the little children that are trained in this Klan KKK mess and the other group the Nazi stuff.
And they're saying the same N-word that
this little boy said and they're doing other and then on top of it they're doing it with a gun.
Well, let me
and they're
that.
Not
let me
telling you,
this.
And they're not talking about what charges are going to be filed against those
That's
parents.
Why it's
I mean, come
not
on, leave it
about
alone.
The kid
cursing.
It is about
the
kid.
That's
how
the kid
are using.
I don't see how he was shot inside that house. It didn't say he was shot outside this house. The 3-year-old boy 3 months ago
bullets
was shot
no
inside.
Bullets have no
true.
Name
we
on
don't
it.
Know
they're
what
out
said
shooting in the street. It can go into anyone's house.
All right. You know what? I'm not defending anything. I'm just reading what I'm getting from this
but
thing.
But was it right is what I like to know. Was it right to be nationalized all over the country?
And I don't think so.
Question.
That's why I said you're not making all the rest of them a big deal.
Okay,
and they're
going
to be worse than that.
His
grandfather was sent to
stayed.
Prison last year convicted of a weapons charge. His grandmother
Maybe.
Was arrested last month after 5 guns were found in the house. She
so
now
does that have anything to
charge.
Do with the child cursing?
It has nothing to do with the kid.
We don't even know if it's true.
About
the
kid
child
person.
Cursing is what draws everyone to give this attention.
It is an
and
excuse. That's
we don't
all it is.
Attention. Give everybody the same attention, and we might think Bob is about looking at it in a different way.
That's the point I'm trying
to
get at.
One group of people, and that's
it is not about this kid cursing or a white kid cursing.
Mess like that, they pull up something every week.
You know, Maze?
It's just like the knockout game.
Maze.
What, Joe?
Here's the thing. It is not about the kid cursing, because if it was about just the kid cursing, then there wouldn't be a big shit about it. What it is, again, it's about the white cops retaliating against people who didn't support them when they brought down, with brutality, black traffic, supposed
Joe,
traffic.
Well,
violators.
If that was the case, why didn't they have that sat next to that baby on that TV, the reason saying this is what it's about? If that was the case when the media was doing it, why didn't
because
they tell
the media
everybody
is
else
not,
just like
is
you
not
know?
About that. The media was trying to exploit it.
What are they trying to do?
Yes.
What do you think
yes,
they're trying
exactly,
to do?
Joe.
The thug laugh. Because you can go find somebody that don't look like that baby can be a thug, too.
That's why they're exploiting it. It's
but they don't put them on the evening news. Because you know when you go to the neighborhood, when somebody done killed somebody in the neighborhood, and you say, who did it? And you're waiting to see. When you don't see nobody,
how many
we already
here
know
think
who
it's
it is.
Because
when you
it's,
see them going there, door to door, talking to everybody
race.
In the community.
Yeah, but
Maze
is talking about something else. So Maze
is
talking about the way they're exploiting this story and how it's a continuous thing. And it makes black people look bad in the eyes of the world.
They want to make black people
and
look bad.
Right.
You know
and of course they do. And
why
that,
do
and
you think
to.
I'm saying?
They're trying to. No, they want to.
Well, we know that. We know that.
Let me ask this question. Hello. Let me ask this question. Okay. I hear the argument y'all putting. But here's my question with this. Okay, number one, couldn't this have all been avoided if they, number one, they wouldn't have put it on the internet? And number two, I mean, in the video, you can hear them saying, what set you represent? You know, clearly gang affiliation type of stuff. You know, and you know, we're arguing about the police did it. And, but that doesn't make you really wonder about the future of our young kids now.
Oh, is it all young kids or just the ones?
I understand y'all got this big. I understand there's a big distrust of the police department. Heck, I don't trust them either.
No, I'm not talking
but
about,
I think you have to look. You have to look a little deeper than that right now. I mean, the mother is 16.
But when you say game,
they,
about,
been, they
she
have been
just
removed. The mother 16. She'd have been moved once or twice already before having the child in danger. So
maybe we don't know if that's disinformation. You know, we didn't have plenty of cases where they put crap like that out there, and then you turn around a week later and find out half of the crap they put out there is not even true.
It's not even true. Mm-hmm. That is so true.
It's the image that they want to give of one group
exactly.
of people.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. And they try it each and every day. Because I'm
that's
quite sure
the point.
When you say gang,
yeah,
that
you
know something?
Right.
You know what? I agree with you. You're right. But the dysfunction in this particular situation, just stepping back from it, it's nothing that we as people, much less black people, should tolerate, condone. And I know you guys don't, but that, I think that you have two different things to address. Of course they try to make black people look bad in the media, and they've been doing it forever, okay, and it's perpetuating.
And
but
it's about time people may have a stop. You put everybody in the media, you'll keep everybody out.
And that's true.
They tried to portray them as a – because when you say gang, everybody looking for one group of people.
Well, you know
you
what?
Got Asian gang, you got black gang, you got Hispanic gang, you got white gang. But every time you say gang, you look on the evening news, it's not about but one group of people.
But
well,
you know,
well,
I mean,
I think
it's
also
not like
you need to bring to attention is When does the state need to be involved in it to pull a child away from the family? And is it because the child is cursing? Is that a reason to pull a child away from their family?
He got shot in this house 3 months ago.
But
he had shrapnel in his
face.
Did he get
shot from someone inside the family? Did someone inside the house shooting?
Well, we don't
you know what
the
North
that,
is?
All we know, this is a gang infested.
This is a gang infested.
Okay,
family.
It's a gang infested area.
Gang.
So the mother, apparently still doing the best that she can. She put a roof over the child since she's taking care of him. So is it her fault that her child got shot?
It may or may not be.
I mean, last year, the year before,
Joe.
Ayanna Jones got killed, 7 years old, got killed, laying on the couch sleeping behind the police shooting.
Eric,
in the
when you were reading the article, was she a gangbanger?
You know what?
Yeah, I have a question.
In Chicago, that was tased to death by the police when she was sleeping because she wouldn't take a bath.
She's 16 years old. Is it her fault?
Okay,
no.
The mother's 16.
Well, it's her fault. You know, it's her fault thing, but she's not even qualified at 16 years old to make rational decisions.
Mr. Beasley, I don't believe that because back in the old days, mothers were married at 14 and 15 and stuff like that and having children
and everything else. The only thing is that times have changed.
You
may be more mature back then. I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that girl can make rational decisions.
I'm asking a question.
Why? Because she got pregnant.
She's in the environment that she's in, and she's an underdeveloped human.
So that shows that she was being responsible enough. She didn't get an abortion. She was responsible enough. She got pregnant.
That's not
and she's taking care of her child. Why isn't it responsible?
Because you just took a look at the tape. That's not responsible.
I didn't take a look. I listened
to
the tape, Joe. And I heard. I heard. But does that make it right? No. But does it also make it right that the police and everything else curse around too?
No, it doesn't make it right.
That they can flip on daytime television. No, excuse me. That they can turn on daytime television and they can hear cursing and everything else. That does not mean that you need to go and look to get legal. You need legal. What have we done legal?
You can't ignore the dysfunction of this group of people.
Well, everybody's a dysfunctional group of people. That's where we get it wrong at.
Right.
Don't put everybody else on the news like this.
And you're right about that.
Can I ask a question I wanted to ask in the beginning?
No, not yet, Maze. You don't need to ask. Hold on, Maze. Thank you. Now, Joe, the answer to your question is no. It did not say whether she was married to the baby daddy at this time. Okay.
He got killed.
All right. So, I mean, we can go on with only the knowledge we have right now, and he got killed.
What the
okay.
Article says.
Right. Was she inside the kitchen?
Now, Mr. Talk, can I ask a question?
Was she inside the question?
When it came
was she inside the,
news,
the kitchen? I haven't finished.
No.
When it came across,
no, she wasn't. She was in another room.
Okay, now go ahead, Maze. They said, we're doing a story on a kid where a house, somebody was killed in the house. We had an investigation going on, and we're going to do a news story. Is that what came across the TV screen? Or did they just like a baby cursing? That was the topic, a baby saying bad words. That was being talked about somebody.
The topic.
That was the topic that we saw, and the only way you know that what happened in that state, you go there and look at that news. But the other news that we saw had nothing to do with what y'all talking about. Because everybody don't even know that part.
They use this videotape to draw attention to this whole situation so people start arguing about it. Black, white, and whatever.
To continue
the racial divide and people
talking
about...
That's what the purpose was, yeah.
Right.
That's the ultimate effect. I'm Martin.
It didn't cause no racial divide to me because I don't know about it.
That's why I told you to go on the internet
and find all of the other kids that's cursing. And doing the same thing.
Yeah. Watch what happens
if this story continues to get burned. Watch how they'll be talking about it.
No, all you got to do
is
send that to the news media and it'll stop. Rat today.
Well, let me ask you, it may stop.
But here's one other thing. This is the answer.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on. Everybody hold on. All right, look. I'm going to ask this question. Now, Maze keeps saying it. And I heard Antoinette say it too. You know, okay, it's like this. All right, other kids on the internet cussing too. There's other kids on the internet, no matter what color. So does that make it right?
No, Eric, it doesn't make it right.
But why don't you go in the pharmacy and see all the pornographic magazines they have for little children in America to look at right out in the open? Why don't you check on TV and see what they got for little children to see? So they're being self-righteous. No, it doesn't make it right. But the point is, like Maze is saying, that, you know, if they're going to highlight it, they ain't going to do anything about it. If they were going to do something about it, they would have they wouldn't be spending $50,000 a year to keep some people in prison instead of getting them educated.
Sis Nagonia, with all due respect, you all over the place on this one.
What?
You know,
it's still the point.
Well,
it's the
all
point.
Over
I'm
the
talking
place.
About
you're reaching.
No, she's
fact,
not. You chose to
matter
no,
is,
I'm not.
The fact, of the, matter, the fact of the matter is that you can't deny. Let me just say this, and I'll be quiet. Cause I'm
not in any denial.
But the fact of the matter is that the culture and the generational problems in this particular group, okay, everything that's been said in this particular family, this particular group of people, is toxic and bad. And the tape illustrates that. The
and
media,
this whole society.
The media,
and
you know what? That's true. And so you can blame society for everything.
No, you're not blaming society for everything. It's like that's not the only group of people that's like that.
Well,
that
I know. I said look
the
at the
point,
ones where they're
okay.
teaching them
everybody
how to use their guns
knows.
And everything else at a young age. And they're
guys,
cursing and doing everything
the,
else. And they're teaching them a lifestyle.
You know,
at 2 years
be...
old, you can't say what this child is going to grow up to be or what he's going to grow up to do.
Just because his mother was 16, no, you cannot. He's
no, that's
to be a doctor,
true. You can't.
A lawyer.
This, that's why,
16,
again,
no,
it's propaganda purposes. They're trying to let people know that this is what they face in the community. This is not a community service video. This is not
well,
about
Joe,
trying to help people.
Didn't you say
look
someone
at that.
Taught you that when you were younger?
Huh?
Didn't you? I'm sorry. Were you one of the ones that said that when you were younger, someone taught you how to curse? Also,
no, that was me.
No, that was.
Okay,
that
I mean, I know.
Guy.
I heard
two,
a couple of
people
say it.
It was the other guy.
But you know what? I mean,
it wasn't my mother
but
and father and grandparents and their friends,
it
though. It was my
this,
younger
this,
cousin.
But it wasn't this child's mother or
and
brother
and
or grandparents.
And when they,
I mean,
when they sent me in the other room to go use those words, and I went to go did it, I got my butt spanked.
Well, what
yeah,
about all those other
I got
what about them? Why are we talking
about
those?
It's not
about
the cursing.
What,
okay.
Joe, you keep saying it's not about the cursing, and I understand
that.
You have the
about.
Background story, and that's exactly what Maze was saying. You have the background story. We wouldn't have known any of the background story had you not been on here to tell us about it. What we know is what they're putting out there, and what I keep hearing is no charges have been filed yet. Like, they're thinking about what charges they can file against this mother because the child
is
That is
the other purpose of the propaganda thing.
That's ridiculous.
They're trying to facilitate their agenda of CPS coming into all types of homes to take away the kids.
And that is
the problem.
Now, thank God they didn't, but had they taken this child because he was cursing, and then he's put into these foster care homes where these children are raped, they're abused. You know, everything under the sun can happen to these children, but you worried about a child cursing. I'd rather put a child to cuss up a storm than to go through being abused. That way, you know, you're calling cursing abusive? No. And I do not approve of cursing, not by a child or an adult.
I got to ask the ladies, at what point, now we understand that side of the argument, but at what point do we hold his grandmother and mother and the elders that are in part of this household, at what point do we hold them for some type of responsibility of what's going on here?
Beasley, I think you heard most people, when they started speaking about this, say that it was despicable. The behavior was despicable.
Yes.
Nobody
said they agree with
behavior.
We're
not talking about the behavior. We're talking about the news media that planted it across the ass of ignorant people. That think all black people are like that.
But
all
here's
black
the thing
people
about that.
That's the larger
but,
picture.
And they
but,
got
but
somebody that is doing
the
same thing,
same respect,
and you can go look at it on the internet and see it. It's what I see.
Let me play the devil's advocate a bit. In the same respect, if they weren't acting like this, if they didn't have this lifestyle, this behavior, you know, from the cursing to the shooting at each other and the guns and perpetuating this gang thing, if this wasn't going on, the media couldn't report on it.
But Beasley, you know the man that went to prison.
Think about
that
before you answer. If this wasn't going on, the media couldn't. That they have to take some responsibility.
Okay, but it doesn't only happen in those type of neighborhoods. It happens in the suburbs. It happens in the rich people's homes. It happens everywhere. So that's just perpetrating something that characterization that they have of black people, that all black people got to be poor, they got to be living in the ghetto, they got to have their pants sagging down to the floor, and they got to cuss like a sailor, call each other names, and just be derogatory, where that is not all of black America.
I know that.
Everybody don't.
But that's the purpose of the propaganda.
And if somebody don't stand up and let them know that what happened, that we were looking at, it's a different view than what they were putting out there. Who's
and they were using
the buzzword.
Yes, when they use the N-word and the B's and stuff like that, because that's what you hear the them rap singers and stuff like that saying. You know, that's why I said, you know, I mean, come off of it, really. And because the child is 16 years old.
There are a couple of issues here.
But I'm saying that man that was 80-something years old, that gangster, that just went to prison. All the people he done killed and stuff. We never seen that on the news on time. We ever knew he did anything when they finally put him in jail.
Why?
Okay, hold on for a minute.
Hold on,
because we're getting a little far, a little way from the subject. But anyway, Maze, he not posting anything on Facebook either. So that's
because
what I'm saying about that.
Hold on. Okay.
All right, now, you know, I understand all the arguments that are being put out here, but, you know, I'm hearing the media, and I'm one of the first ones to say the media, you know, is full of crap. But what I'm hearing right now sounds like a whole lot of excuses for something that really needs to be paid attention to. Whether, you know, I understand kids curse, but in this situation, the atmosphere and the environment is already rotten where the kid is. We already know this.
What I'm
so,
saying, his father got killed last year. His grandparents are in prison on drug and gun charges. It's just a bad situation.
Right. Hold on. Let me bring another
call. Eric, I have a question for you.
The girl.
Now,
Mace, the mother's
out
face,
you,
she looks
on
so
YouTube. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Telling me to hold on.
No,
yeah,
ahead.
I want to bring this other call in. Then I ask you your question. Okay. All right. Let's see. Caller, area code 626. Welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. This is Lisa. How you guys doing?
Feeling good, Lisa. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm gonna be brief. I had first heard about this story. I was on the CNN website. And one of the first things that they said was African-American toddler. So at first I thought this had something to do with racism or something. But then when I started reading it and it's about a kid cussing, I'm like, so what did him being black have to do with the story?
Mm-hmm.
So I was turned off. And not only that, this is going to set a precedent in the future because you already have innocent black people getting killed on doorsteps looking for help. So now you're going to have young black children in school. They may act up a little bit. Uh-oh, they could get dangerous, and they're going to view them differently. I understand this. She was 16 years old. I understand all that, but it's just the way it was portrayed on CNN website, African-American toddler. I didn't understand what did that have to do with the situation, and that's my main concern.
Lisa, jumping at straws, can I say this? Is this also going to put in people's mind that when you hear of babies that are being shot and killed by accident, that, they could end up being like this?
Yeah.
Which later
would
be like that. So it would take the sensitivity away from a child being killed.
Have you guys noticed, I don't know if you guys look at the ID channel, these murder mystery channels.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at those stories, you'll notice they're mostly white women getting murdered. And to be honest, it's usually by something, I hate to say it, but usually something stupid that they end up doing. But when they tell the story, they don't say that. Even when the white woman is a prostitute, they'll say something like, well, that was because that was, a bad period in her life.
But
we're not even on those shows. But something happened to me, and let me be a prostitute. Ooh, where was she from, and this and that. I notice when it comes to black people, we always blame ourselves. Because I notice with this story, well, she's 16 years old, what do you expect? This, and this. But when it comes on the other side, I notice that we don't victimize the victim the way we do black people. It's always,
I do.
it's always, well, it was, I'm not like saying, I'm just talking about in general.
Right.
If someone's killed, it has to be, well, were they a gang member if they were black? They could be 50, 60 years old. Well, maybe their grandson was a gang member. But when it's on the other side, it's like, oh, that was so unfortunate.
Things like this never happen in this neighborhood. That's the
all right.
And you're
all right.
In the
thank you for that.
Looking at everything when
you
own the internet.
You know what I noticed?
That's
the
why
wimp,
I told you to go to the internet and find all the cursing babies. Since they said
right,
it was a black child person.
So all right, thank you,
Maze.
Thank you, Maze. Thank you, Maze.
Well, you know what? Look,
right.
Today they had on my Facebook page, Dad, where a six-week-old baby is missing. The mother walked the other child to the bus stop, came back, and the baby was missing. And you know what? They're thinking that the mother killed the baby, and they're searching for a body. Instead of, you know, somebody could have came in that house while the mother walked the other child to the bus stop, and someone actually stole the baby.
Yeah, that's because, though, in those types of situations, usually
a whole lot
the
of
family
got
member that has done it.
They got husbands in the house, daddies in the house, and they still knocking their children, knocking the babies off, drying them.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on for a minute. Before we let Lisa in, Sister Ngoni had a question for me. So go ahead, Sister Ngoni.
Well, Lisa kind of addressed it.
Okay.
Brought out what I was going to ask you, because I still think Maze is on point, and I don't think it's improper to consider other things that are going on in the society in view of this case, because you got judges taking kickbacks that have been, exposed, taking kickbacks, taking people's children out of their and trying to pass laws right now. Excuse me. To make pedophilia be accepted in this society. And CPS has been involved in some underhanded business also. So I think Joe has a point, and I think Maze has a point. And I don't think you can really look at this without being all over the place.
Well,
because
you have to have
consideration.
Joe is saying about the races. No, last week it was about Romney's grandbaby. They were having a feeling about the lady.
Now this week they're going to throw a bad baby.
Wait. See, once again,
they're starting to win me over.
See, look. I mean, I've done shows on CPS, and we've talked about the media, how they slant things. But what I'm thinking about right now is I'm looking at this little kid. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, little kids. Some cuss, some don't, okay? They may cuss when you're not at home. You just don't know that. But what I'm looking at right now is the environment that little kid is in, right? Now, and this is what we really have to pay attention to. And I think Beasley or Joe kind of touched on it earlier. You know, what about the environment or the surroundings that's going on there? You know what I mean?
Well, why don't you play some of the other clips that Maze talked about? Let's see what kind of environment they're in.
Some of them babies that's on the internet that's cursing the same thing. All them not
how about some of
them
neo-Nazi babies, some of them sovereignty babies with the guns, like they said?
Yeah.
All right, so then you have the white babies.
Let me clarify.
No. Let me clarify this. Now, I can play all that. That'll be fine. But what does that have to do? That really doesn't have to do anything with the black community, does it?
Yes, it does.
Well, it has to do with society. So to me, to only focus on the black community is to play right into the propaganda, the reason why the news was talking about this and so forth and so on. Just like Joe said, you're playing right into
the
sensitivity
of when
something
happens
to our
base. They ain't
going
to let nobody out of Chicago sit on the news and bring one of them cursing babies up there and saying that with this environment, he came out, he got plenty of money. But look at what, just like the boy that just went to jail that was too rich to go to prison for killing three people.
Oh, that's what
I'm trying to say.
What is a black community anyway?
That's what I like to know.
I bet he was cussing when he was 3 years old.
That's a good question, Lisa.
That's what I'm trying to figure. What is a black community? Like, these people were in Omaha, Nebraska. I live out here in California. And what is a black community? Because we don't really own anything major.
It's something that everybody else
owns. Develop a community. So is it just what? Somebody has one black parent that makes you black. I don't understand what is a black community.
What I don't understand when it comes to the black community is like we got something in our community that nobody else have in theirs. And everybody
yeah,
got to
And why
do
you put that on me?
Talk about the black community with everything that's in common with black people. Yes? No? What?
Like what, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out, because
we're
all over the world.
Nothing but criminals. That's what people think.
And then you're making us all fit into the same category. Black people are many different categories. We don't all fit into one, just like white people fit into many different categories. You don't all fit into one. Y'all don't live in the same neighborhoods.
Yeah.
We don't live in the same neighborhoods.
Our cultures are different. I have a friend from Belize. She's black, but her parents are from South America. She grew up speaking Spanish and eating a totally different food, and her last name is a Spanish name.
And that's a different part of the black community. She's probably thinking of herself as some sort of not even
Spanish.
African.
She's Spanish. She's Latin.
Yeah.
Well, she's from Belize.
Okay, so
first.
What about the white people that live in the so-called black community? What
yeah,
is that?
Those that live in Appalachia, that people don't
live
in.
There's some
white people
what about,
live in
what about
Appalachia.
What about the white kids that adult what they think is black culture?
That
braid their hair and have their pants sagging and have, you know,
they're wiggers.
French slang. So
they're
they got
wiggers.
A name for them. They're wiggers.
They're wiggers?
They are wiggers. They are wiggers.
Which is a racist term in itself.
It doesn't change the hue of their skin.
They call them the
wiggers. No, it doesn't change
the
color of
their
skin, but if they're
going
to follow the braided hair like BB's talking about and the pants sagging, they're following thug.
I saw some yesterday and it was hard not to laugh.
The pants sagging did not come from black people.
Well, I know where the pants sagging came from. The pants sagging
came from
juvenile hall in Los Angeles. It came from juvenile hall in Los Angeles because they didn't want those kids to have belts or anything around their waist so they wouldn't hang themselves because somebody hung themselves.
Hold on. Let me shut Lisa down for a moment. No, that was Lisa.
And the culture's probably been exported worldwide. I'm sure there's kids sagging their pants in Poland.
And the fact that it's one all over highlighted easily from a blog that I did years ago. I'm getting people from all over the world that are hitting that blog and complaining about children with their pants hanging down and different countries all over the world.
I've seen videos of that in Japan.
Well, the internet is making the world that much smaller.
The internet is letting some people know that every black person is not a bad person, and
in the United States, everybody can see they're moving to divide and conquer. That's what this is all about.
They're just continuing divide and conquer. Divide and conquer's been the play from the very beginning, and it's worked.
I'm aware of that. That's what I said, Ms. Beasley. I've been
mad
for a while. I'm a great grandmother.
Right.
Beasley,
I'm
a great grandmother.
Well,
instead of coming with a gun and something to harm somebody, we come in a communist country, and he went on over there to make peace. When Putin came over here and was hugging George Bush, nobody cared. But Dennis go over there to the communist country, they all having a fit. What's wrong with that bitch?
No, I don't know about that one. Putin came over here to hug Bush, and Bush said he looked into
his... I don't care what he came to help him do. Nobody can see it, nothing.
And when he looked into Putin's eyes and he said he saw a man with a good soul, people got upset
That's what y'all wanted us to think. I didn't think nothing about it. Two men looking
other people
shaking hands together. That's the way I saw it.
So
there's
all right.
Dennis is crazy. There's nothing wrong with Dennis Rodman, what he did. Him and the men that he took with him. They all got a job and they're making money. I'm saying, I would like to see them go play basketball and carry weapons.
Well, that's
but
just their attitude. Just like Dennis Rodman, but that's just another way for them to denigrate black men, that's all.
It is, and it's making it a dangerous situation because now it's going to start getting younger and younger.
Doesn't get much younger than this three-year-old kid. And
yeah,
his 16-year-old mother
excuses,
and his 38-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
That's the
and
purpose of the
And whether you're afraid or not
defend.
Afraid, you can say you're afraid, and people will believe you.
Good thing good little babies do don't make the news.
It wasn't that long ago in this country when they bombed the community from the air because they said that a black Yes, in Philadelphia. Remember they did
Philadelphia.
That? Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, I remember
Philadelphia,
that.
Yeah. Philadelphia was the
oh,
only
this was Greenwood, Archer, and Pine.
Yeah,
okay.
She's talking about Black Wall Street.
I remember in the 80s they bombed Philadelphia.
Are you talking about Black Wall Street?
There was
there was a black mayor in Philadelphia that bombed, or then he went to California. Warren Good.
And then that was Rosewood and a whole lot of different people.
Rosewood, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, Rosewood got bombed, and
the Canary Houses in Philadelphia
got bombed. Yeah.
And nobody
you know
never
what?
Got
listen,
paid for
listen,
none of that.
Listen, check this out. Check this out. Now, y'all giving all these great examples of what has happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen now. Y'all giving all these great examples. But yet, we still... All right, Lisa, roll your window up. Right.
I'm sorry. I'm on the street.
Okay. But here's my point. We were giving all these examples to what has happened in the past, right? But yet, we still teaching our kids to do things like that this little kid was being made to do. Y'all don't see anything wrong with that?
I don't think any of these ladies on this line would condone any of this going on.
Don't condone
any
it.
household, but what do we do with any of them, and they all have children.
Well, they're not condoning
it, but they're certainly trying to
I already
know they
would.
They stand up to grown men. I know they're not taking any stuff from any kids.
Let's put it this way. What do we do about the children that do the same thing that they do? What do we do as the black community do about them?
Say what?
What do we do about those other babies on the internet that are doing the same thing that little black baby is doing? What do we do as the black community about them?
Well,
what can you do? Do you think somebody can go and go knock on the door and say hi? Hi, I've seen you guys around town, and I just wanted to talk to you, see if I can help. Man, the reality is, you see some people like that, a group of folks like that, you avoid them.
I think what Mays was talking about was how can we address the fact that the news media is unfairly focusing on that family as opposed to all the rest of them out there on the internet. Is that right, Mays?
If you guys write an email or a blog somewhere, I'll write one right behind you.
Why are we still going back to the news media?
News channels that publicize emails, so you can email them.
You know what? You can articulate your thoughts in the comment section of a news story or article that you see on the net. There's going to be comment sections, and you can articulate the points that you guys made. You can also email them,
and you can also put up their telephone number too.
And you can get the phone number to the stations, all those things that we were looking at.
I'm going to call each one of them and ask them.
You know what? And that could make them stop. Because this story doesn't deserve national attention.
You know what I'm doing? I'm going to ask them to show all the babies. Let us see all the babies doing it. And then tell them what we are.
That's what you can do. And I bet it might stop. It might kill this story because this is not a good thing.
I have done.
And Mr. Beasley, that's not national. That's on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry? That's not national.
That's on the World Wide Web.
You're absolutely right about that. It's a global
story. I want to ask Tucker Carlson, Greta, and all of them that was every last one of them yesterday that I looked at on each one of those
Megyn
stations.
Kelly.
Well, let's do it, y'all.
The one that was thinking it went on Black Santa Claus or whatever she had on her mind. They weren't sitting there having no conversation. They were having a conversation about the baby curses. Nobody sitting in front of them to ask them, what do you think about the other side? Or somebody else is doing it. Let's look at the Asian babies, the Hispanic babies, the Native American babies.
I'm with you. I'm going to do it, too. I'm going to type the five CNN.
Maze,
you know, you make a good point, because when you think about it, black people make up a small part of the population of the 100%. United States. Yes, for some reason, every time we do something, it's national news.
Global.
Excuse me, I know Mr. Beasley is going to start hollering as soon as I get this out of my mouth. Please just give me a chance to finish my thought process.
I'll let you finish.
Thank you, sir. Now, somebody brought up that it wasn't too long ago when they were yap-yapping about Romney's grandchild, his little black grandchild, right? Okay, now, I don't know if you understand this or not, but under the United Nations Declaration for Human Rights, it's considered genocide for a ethnic group to be adopted by another ethnic group in large numbers. So perhaps this is sort of saying, oh, well, black people aren't responsible. They can't raise their children, so we just have to adopt them all.
Uh-huh. That's
you
a
see?
Good point.
And
Don't laugh at that thought, because, see, they go around talking about how they have to go over and send the missionaries over to Africa to help them have their babies, like they ain't been having babies for hundreds of thousands of years without any help from any missionaries. So that's the kind of viewpoint they put out, that somehow black people are inferior and they need help from other people.
That's a good point. But the point is that we want to blame ourselves for something everybody else is doing, but we don't look at what everybody else is doing to see how they're solving it. If they ain't solving
that's
it,
why
how you solve it?
Mitt Romney
society,
had a black grandchild.
Look, society.
Romney has a black grandchild?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They adopted him.
What, they adopted one from Africa?
I don't know where he came from.
Man, that sure is a novelty. I don't understand that. I don't see why all these white celebrities, like, and there's a lot of them. And why did they
all go
get a black child from Africa? That's like
I just told you why.
Weird.
Because they
will.
Everybody,
you go get you go
people and black
one.
People are inferior.
Go
that's why.
One. That, and I think it's better probably these children are coming into affluent homes where there's resources. But why is there so much of it? How many of them have adopted black children? Sandra Bullock, Angelina Jolie. But why are all these celebrities doing that?
Because it makes them feel better, Mr. Beasley.
And the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights states in there, and their definition of genocide is when you adopt or take away an ethnic group, you see what I'm saying, children, into another larger group, a dominant group.
You know what? You have a good point, because you guys remember that case last year about the Native American child that was adopted by a white family, and the Native American parents tried to get the child back.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the case, though.
Yeah, and then the Native Americans were trying to fight it because because they felt the Native American children should be with Native American parents. But I believe they lost that fight.
Isn't it better that some of these children get adopted and take it into these affluent homes, even though there's a difference between their race and the race of the adopter?
The Russian child went back. They want to go back to the area
with flies all over them all the time.
Don't you remember when Haiti was earthquake? They was running down churches to children.
Yeah, 400 years is almost up. That's one of the reasons why they're trying to get them children.
And they still
didn't
give any welfare to Haiti. Still hasn't received any, as far as
none.
So are some of these people doing this out of the good of their heart, or is there something nefarious here?
It's a mixture, because look at this way. Whatever Mitt Romney does in the future, if you try to call him a racist, he can say, how can you call me racist? I have a black person in my family. So that deflects the argument.
So they went and bought them. They went and bought them a little black kid. Somebody had one
and they said it was adopted.
His grandchild adopted the black kid. So unless he influenced his grandson to adopt the black kid in order to have some sort of political agenda, then it just might be the grandkid himself who wanted to do it for whatever reason.
Some people feel it's helping black people. They may not necessarily want to get into the trenches. You know, they may not necessarily want to go to South Central and
but
help.
But
that's
how
mormons
didn't care for black people.
But how can you argue that when they take in a black child?
But that's easy. If it were me, if I were super rich, I would much rather do that than to go into the trenches and try to help you.
But Mormons,
I don't think so. You think
Madonna will go to South Central and try to help the youth of South
Central? Yeah, but I don't think they're going
to
do that.
Ain't no more black people left in South Central.
In order for you to help somebody, you got to be higher than them.
Oh, yeah, that's a different topic altogether.
Right. Who can stop all the Russian babies? Who can stop all the Russian adoptions?
You know that,
so they got to get some from somewhere. And it's a whole lot of brown babies. So
I don't think that's going
to
be the first alternative for somebody saying, let me try to help out the black community. Let me go to South Central.
That's what I mean.
No, let me adopt the black kid. I don't think
that's
going to be the first alternative.
No, it happens all the time. I'll give you a perfect example. It's just like the Trayvon Martin case. Whenever something happens to, like, Trayvon Martin, then that's when they come out and protest, but they always wait for us to do it first.
No, what Joe said, the magic word, let me try to help the black people. Now, why can't we help the white people?
So go ahead and help the white people.
Why can't we help each other?
in a superior position.
Yo, I went on Annoying Peasant. Annoying Peasant on Blog Talk Radio, and I participated in a discussion where they were discussing that very thing. How can we help the black community? And I told them, you know what, that's very nice and thoughtful, but what you're doing is you still making other people codependent or dependent on other people. So how you help people get the hell out of Africa and get the hell and leave us alone,
exactly.
That's how.
Exactly.
Well, I said that because Lisa brought up the example of why would an affluent couple who doesn't want to help out or go into South Central, what else would they do? And I'm saying I don't think it's probable for an affluent white couple who wants to help out by going into South Central by having the next alternative be, let me adopt a black kid.
Yeah, a lot of liberals.
The definition
of
genocide. Now, I know y'all don't believe me, but look it up on the United Nations website. That's the definition of genocide.
Adopting a kid out of your own race?
Adopting numbers of children out of an ethnic group. I don't believe in races. There's one race, the human race.
Oh, okay, whatever, I'm going to.
We've already adopted you all.
I hate to inform all you black people here, but when Eric had his show a year or two, I was the first one here. So I adopted your asses.
What did you say?
What did I say? You didn't hear me?
When we had to change y'all diapers and stuff, we groomed y'all then. Those are the people that you see might be going alone and adopting black kids because they got young along the way. When they had nannies, the nannies groomed them. So now we don't have
nannies
like that anymore. Yes, they did.
Oh, yes, they did.
Now see, you see, it's successful. Now we're talking about race.
And so that's why you see some of them probably adopting black kids because they had a black nanny that made them who they were. You watched
The Help. Maybe so.
You watched the movie The Help.
Oh, no, I haven't.
And a whole lot of it was false, but a lot of it was true because they were the nannies, and that's probably why you see them, as they call them, liberal people adopting black babies.
Did you all know that right now, still today, that when they have the Republican Party big wig dinners in certain places, it's still like birth of a nation. They have all black men waiting on them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, still today.
Well, according to May, the black man or the black pages are ruling Congress.
The black
people,
no,
I
don't know about
them because they don't have them up there anymore, Joe. They moved them because they wanted them too much, so they had to get
Let me now. Can I pose a question back to the child? So this child, this cursing child, would that child have a better chance at having a productive life if he were to be adopted by Mitt Romney's, if one of Mitt Romney's children were to adopt him, would he have a better chance at a productive life than staying?
We don't know his children.
It's a two-part
question.
Because somebody has money doesn't make them ethical.
It's a two-part question.
I
didn't get you guys to let me answer the question because you guys can handle a two-part question. Would it be better?
Bye, Beasley.
Would he be better? Would he have a better chance at making a productive life, being adopted in Mitt Romney's family, as compared to the family that he's
firestorm?
Would you prefer that he was adopted by the family where he had a better chance for a productive life?
He could have a productive life.
Why not?
And then you might take Rick Romney. He might learn to like weapons and go shoot up schools.
Yeah,
and with the last
thing
he did, he
still
got the same chance.
So let's take a look at the probabilities. All right. If
I just gave them to you.
You don't. Yeah. Well, okay, miss. If a black kid is adopted by an affluent white couple, would that black kid grow up to be more productive? The probability would that?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea. Yeah.
As compared to that, kid in the situation that he's in.
As compared to that little rich kid. As you compare to that little rich kid that killed three people and he was too rich to go to jail, maybe not Beasley.
Yeah. Whoa, that's a good point, Maze.
Some of the greatest black people have
come
from dysfunctional households.
I think that killed the kid that killed the three people and got off.
He could grow up like that.
Rich families do have problems, absolutely.
But that's the exception and not the rule. No, rich families can have really bad problems because they have an absentee father.
Yeah, but you don't think so.
They have an absent father as well who spends,
with the mama
know,
and the daddy in the house.
Right. So they have problems with
that. They have babies at 16 years old, too. But they just got a nanny to take care of them. That's
exactly
the only difference.
So then it's better to grow up in the ghetto than it is to grow up in Beverly Hills.
And it's better for some folks to trailer park with their own, too.
I don't see anybody rushing to go into the ghetto.
Out of Beverly Hills. You don't have no
I don't see anybody
Hills.
Rushing to go into trailer park either, Joe.
No, neither.
No, but they are rushing to try to go into Beverly Hills, though.
And I don't see none of them adopting no kids, neither.
Oh, they probably don't advertise.
That's what I'm saying. Go down to West Virginia and see what you find down there.
Mm-hmm.
Same
yeah.
thing that you're talking about that little boy's in. They even did
what
a documentary.
They, had, that
they
put
did a documentary on the people down there, and you had babies, the little boy.
Yeah. All you got to do is go to Walmart, and you find out what it's like.
No, you can go to Macy's and find the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
A dealer,
just on a different
anywhere.
Level.
It don't matter.
Oh, good. Everybody shut up. All right.
Eric must have gave up on us.
So I don't know. I would
think your brother ran out of energy, huh?
I haven't. I would
okay.
think
we're waiting to hear the hammer.
But I would
okay.
think that I would think that the child would still have a better chance to be a productive member in society if he were to be adopted by the wealthy family, as compared, particularly this child that's growing up in this generational gang thing and guns and all that. That's just a bad situation.
You're just trying to be Beasley. That's
so
all you're trying to
be. Nice, Beasley.
So why don't we just
hear
her
being,
up all the poor
that's
black
my,
kids
that's just
and
my
ship
opinion.
Them off to Beverly
if,
Hills?
Now, and I would also go a step further. Okay,
okay
even though, if I were that 3-year-old kid and I had a choice, I'd be moving on up over there and be calling, you know, Mitt Romney grandpa.
Oh, Lord.
Now, you better
anyway,
go read a little
on.
Bit about Mitt Romney's family history, honey. Okay?
Okay,
yes,
hold on.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hold on, and let me bring another call in, okay? I got a call on the line. Well,
and
okay.
I don't like Mitt Romney, but...
Area code 313, welcome to the show.
Million.
313,
hey, what's
happening,
million.
Mr. Talk? Happy New Year to everybody that's on the show.
What's going on,
man? It's almost like we get disenfranchised and disillusioned about this thing parent when it's parents, you know. And as far as we're talking about how can you stop these kids from cussing, censor your TV. They tell you you can block out what your kids watch. Yeah, you might not be able to control them on the street. They're going to learn stuff in school. But young kids on the majority tip, little 4 and 5 year olds are in elementary school cussing at each other, black or white. And as far as adopting kids, I think that if, as long as there's two people in that house that are capable of raising that child and can give that child something better, let them two people have that child. I ain't seen too many people this poor filing to do no adoptions. Hold on. I ain't seen too many of us that are barely making it filing for adoption. We'll adopt a dog, we'll adopt a cat, but we won't adopt these little babies that we know are being mistreated. So let's not misrepresent and get this thing all twisted up.
It's not twisted. Read the definition of genocide.
It's not about propaganda. What it is, we see it every day. We see our children running amok. And why the media plays that on us is because it sells. That's
yeah,
what
exactly.
So
why don't
drama.
They hype up?
We love the drama.
Around.
Look at what we're doing right now. It's a bunch of drama, and that's all we want to do. As long as we dramatize and everything, everything is cool. But when we can sit back and really collectively come to a table, and let's not act like Africa is so beautiful, because Africa is not that beautiful, and it's a lot of poor folks that won't help. Go to Africa and look at it.
I lived there. I already looked at it.
Go there and see it.
us blaming
so
our
mother.
Just
because
there's
a
woman and a man in the house don't mean a child gonna come up and
no,
come up right.
What?
Because
no,
you got two
you
big ones sitting in jail that had a mom and a dad in the house anyway.
Certain things, there are certain things that a man can teach a child, but a woman can't.
They still can go wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Look at Jason Jackson's song. Where has he had a mother and a father in the house? Look where he is today. Look at Kwame. He had a mother and a father in the house.
It didn't say parent. It said parents. Don't ever think and don't stretch your imagination to a falsehood. Maybe you being fed a bunch of propaganda that you starting to believe
because
that you can raise a child by itself. I'm tired of these mothers sitting back out here trying to downgrade the father and talk bad. You don't never do that. You sit back and you try to make it where that father can still be a part of that child's life.
And talk to the state about that because it's the state that took the black man out of the household.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. Just because
I'm
no,
out of the family when they needed some assistance from the state.
There
they
was
let the white
an incentive.
Right
that's,
on in the house.
There was an incentive. Yes, when welfare
was,
first started,
that
that's
right.
a,
when welfare
that
first
the
started,
woman could not have
it was
not
for black
the welfare
white
check.
Mate.
If
much.
The man
there
wasn't there,
was anybody,
that doesn't mean that
there
was a state that did it.
Yes, it was. They passed the rules and regulations, and like May said, when welfare folks came out, it was not applicable to black people.
No, when welfare came out, it didn't say that you could.
We've been saying that all along. You
okay,
like
wait.
Just
it wasn't
like
an incentive.
The
it wasn't
don't
an incentive
have
for you to
stay
on
welfare.
All right,
welfare.
Too many of y'all. I can't understand
it was an incentive to get you on your feet.
I know
you got out there and did what you had to do.
I know a 16-year-old girl that's in the house with her parents now, both some teachers, and she got a baby.
And let's keep fantasizing that we were supposed to sit back and just live on welfare. That's a lie.
What? Nobody said we should sit back and fantasize and live on the welfare. Why? Where did you get that from?
Our problem is our problem by ourselves.
Exactly.
And nobody else has the same problem we do. Just like I said, when everybody else solves their problem, we'll solve ours.
No,
and if you don't plan on solving yours,
older
don't be talking about
that. We got to solve our problems for ourselves if we are somebody. If you're a person of any means
it's
or any
just like
type of moral,
it's just like
you going to solve
pimp,
your
pimp,
own
pimp,
problems, baby.
Pimp,
you ain't going to sit
pimp,
back
pimp,
and wait. I can't wait for somebody else to solve and fix my house. I've got
well,
to handle this
they
house.
They fixed your house, and your house
see,
in Detroit went down.
House.
And all the houses
nobody
around you went down
in
Detroit. What do you have?
And runs my house.
Well, when you get ready to Les Jackson, you're going to go downtown and you're going to get a permit from the man before you fix anything, okay, if you want to build anything.
It's laws and regulations and everything you do. Your life is a law.
Right.
Your life is
based
on a law. You live in the law of somebody else's breath. Somebody giving you a breath to breathe.
That's not the point.
So don't sit back and tell me about no laws. I don't care as long as you don't break a law, the law don't apply. Let it fly.
Okay. That wasn't the point about breaking laws, so don't twist it.
Man, ain't nobody twisting it.
You hollering about what?
You got to go down and
do
what? Permits and laws.
And
no,
I have
said,
to do that.
House.
Situation is about.
You don't
I
need laws
and
permits in
I
order
run.
To bring your child up.
I have a question,
up.
Les Brown. Les, whatever your name is. Did Mrs. King
Les
raise
Jackson.
Out her children by herself?
Get it right, Les Jackson.
Or did she have a man in the
not brown, not blue, not black. It's
Les
Jackson.
Yes, you talk about drama.
Well, I'm asking you a question then. Did Mrs. King raise her children without a man in the house?
Did who?
Coretta
King. Martin Luther King wife. Did she raise her children without a man in
she
the house?
She raised her kids after Martin got killed, but that wasn't
thank
the
you.
Intent of what they had in plan and
so,
common. She didn't know he was going to be assassinated either.
She don't change the fact that she was a single mother.
Look, watch this. Let's not use that as an example. That's a weak example to use
that
because
okay,
the man was assassinated. Okay, so that's
what
a weak
that
example.
What does that got to do with it?
I'm not saying, watch it.
And
I'm
she
not
was the only one by herself.
If Martin Luther King, if they would have been divorced, if they would have divorced each other, I think Martin Luther King would have still been able to sit back and visit his kids, and it wouldn't be no ill sitting back and spilling over and talking about each other. A lot of times in these families,
that
what mothers do, and even what,
Jackson.
Watch this, even what mothers do and what men do, they sit back and drag their children into their mess. We got to stop dragging our children
what
and playing
saying.
Our children as mill people and sit
you know
back
anybody,
and say, okay,
know
me and this one couldn't get together.
Or is it just your group?
It become bargaining chips.
Yeah.
I mean, look, me and my first wife, we got divorced. Oh, I stayed with my first wife for 14 years till my daughter was 14. We went our separate ways, but I had my daughter every single day, and I've been in her life.
And
now I'm a grandfather, and I'm going
to
be in my grandfather's life the same way, because we still kept the family structure. We didn't talk about each other. There was no negativity. Don't spit venom on my parade, because I ain't going to spit none on yours. And we both understood that and was mature enough to sit back and handle the business at hand, raising that child. That child didn't have to be here.
Are you the only person that
you raise a child? You don't sit back and use
that
child as no bargaining chip, middleman, something that you can sit back and hold over somebody's head like a little carrot. A child is not a carrot.
Les, what do you think about this little boy and this situation and how he's being raised and the media's participation in it?
You know what? The media going to do what the media going to do. But I think that there's some bad parenting been going on. And they're teaching this boy some bad values. And they're allowing the little boy to get away with it. I mean, when we came up, it wasn't no. You didn't even back talk to your mother and father. You didn't sit back. You didn't even participate in adult things.
Right. Go sit down over there with
the
kids.
You went in the closet and
listened
to the mom, Mabel, when you had every chance you could get.
Excuse me, Les. We don't know if the child was corrected by the mother or anything else. The only thing we have is that couple minute sound clip. Excuse me. Excuse me. I was speaking. The only thing we have is that sound clip of just when the little boy was doing it, but we didn't see the aftermath.
Sure didn't. They don't even know what the aftermath was. Just jumped
the aftermath. It's just like me beating my
dog. No, that's assuming. That's assuming.
It's just like the man.
That's making an assumption.
It was like the man went to jail. It was just like the man went to jail with his dog twerking, and he went to whip
back.
And what did he go to jail?
You know what? You know what? You know what the strong? You know what the strong? You know
what
the strongest? The strongest force was with all of those people is the gang culture. These are deep, heavy-duty gang members, okay?
Right.
And it's generational.
And
so they were, you know what they were,
we
you know what they really thought they were
that
doing.
We never brought home.
That
I mean,
little boy,
like
that little boy, that
no
little
parent got no business sitting up smoking no weed, drinking no drinks in front of their kids.
And what does that got to do with it?
Nowhere did you see the child doing that. I didn't hear anything about the child anybody getting high and drinking around the child.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I heard the
language. What they see.
Yeah, always in somebody else's house.
That's what it got to do with it.
They got nothing to do
with it. Got a whole lot to do with it.
Well, if
you tell me don't have nothing to do with it, what I look like with a little four-year-old, all the time they see me, I got a bunt in my mouth, and I'm cussing, and I'm talking all this crazy
talk. You ain't been perfect yourself because you said 2 years,
I'm
something that you should have done. Why you going
to
come and talk about that, baby?
I think it's reasonable
to
assume in this situation.
You don't know what that little child's going to come out to be. It's a lot of little
child. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, you got to believe the little child's going to go to school and he's going to cuss the teacher out. He's
The child is 2 years old.
Les, let me send you somewhere.
Does anyone know if the mother corrected the child? Were we showing any of that?
That's when he really gets into
Mr. Jackson, I want you to go to the internet.
None of you ladies raised your children around an atmosphere like that, and none of you ladies would let your grandchildren be around anything like that. Am I right or wrong? None of you. No matter how No, none of them
except
would.
Except for a few. You
but
got a
them,
few
none,
that don't
I,
care
I don't
no
any,
more
don't
because
any,
they're still babies
any,
trying to raise babies. And let's call it like it is.
I don't know you nothing about raising them, but I know that you don't have
all. These kids are Barbie dolls and Cabbage Patch Kids, and they're trying to find love and fill a void, and that's not what a child is all about. That is not
somewhere.
What a child is for.
Can I send Les somewhere?
You want to send him to the green room?
No, I want him to go on the internet and look at all them cursing children and tell him to come back on
again,
his show and tell
Maze,
us about it.
That's
a lot
taken.
Of cursing children because
and
I
you tell me about
that
family too.
Since you're
on here raising hell about
raising
that.
Their children. This is an
epidemic
all over the world.
I want
them
to do that so you can tell me about those children and how they're raising their children on your show.
This is an epidemic.
And then you'll have something to do. It's an epidemic for everybody.
It's evidence to everybody, but just like, you know what, matter of fact, we talked about that last night on my show. I had Dr. Sabrina Jackson just wrote a great book on talking about, and it was talking about 12 laws for a single mother raising black males.
He's a real doctor, or a BPR doctor.
Why don't you go find some of those sons that were raised by females and see what they came out to be and what they're doing for this country today?
You know, there are a lot. I'm not saying it can't be done, but is that
the
proper purpose? Is that the real purpose of it?
Do they need y'all to put them down? No, they don't.
If you listen to most of their stories,
most outstanding citizens,
they
would say
that
their
husband was still very much involved.
You can find because you talk about a mother to treat a woman, how to treat a woman, not by a man.
I think you know something.
Dr. Jackson was a single mother who raised a black male who is successful. He's a doctor now. Making great progress. But like she said, one thing that she didn't do is take the baggage of her relationship with the father.
What are you talking about, a relationship?
Because in a marriage, it's a relationship. In parenting, it's a relationship.
You should stay with the men, should stay with them, and the women should stay with the men until the child is grown up. And you won't have to worry about that.
No, don't go for that falsehood.
So if you didn't do
either.
It, just
don't
like
go for that falsehood.
I didn't grow up
not.
Till I
See,
was 40.
You look at
those that complaining
aspect,
about it,
a man and a woman should stay
together
till one of them die. To be honest with
40.
You, so you didn't,
but
what do people say about you?
Don't it say till death do you part? Does it say
well,
that?
Well, didn't. You didn't follow the law.
What?
Let me ask Les Jackson a question. Les,
ask
what do you think about...
Any question you want to ask.
Les, what do you think about the fact that in this society right now, they're up in Congress trying to pass a law to make pedophilia acceptable in this society?
What do I think about it? I think this right here. We sit back and we have become a country that has gotten so spoiled and so loosely mannered and so immoral to where we no longer know what we want. We just make up anything to go with any whim, where, and whatever's going to make money, that's what this country do. Whatever it is to sit back and get an almighty dollar in their hand or to get a doggone bling bling or whatever, we'll do it. And we'll sell
out
anything.
Well, I asked you in the context of the discussion that we're having now about the child and about the society and about...
Oh, you just answered the question. That's all.
Excuse me. And about mothers having to raise their children the best way they know how, because they got most of the men locked up in prison because they would rather pay $50,000 to keep them in prison than to give them education.
Let's stop that. There are more men that are broken laws than there are locked up in prison. Okay.
It's a relevant issue.
Let's debunk that myth.
It's not nothing to debunk.
If you look at the documentary I Am a Man, or if you look at the one that was done about being black in America, you will find out that there are more black men actually going to college. There are more black men in college than there are in prison.
Well,
and
when
we're
did
not
they,
talking
when
about
they
men
do that?
In prison. We're talking about
three.
Men that are out here functioning.
What is the going on?
We're not talking about men in prison. We're talking about men who actually are in relationships that are with women. And women that are with men, that if you would work together opposed to pulling apart and putting all your drama and all your baggage into the broom,
what
you
were talking about was lambasting black women for trying to raise their children.
That sounds like something you got to get over.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's no kudo going out for that one. For the
well,
back.
You know what?
You want to
tell me what
you
beat all the time, and so you know everybody
black man in prison raise a family. Think about it. Be logical and think rational. How
you know this is what gets on my
nerves.
If somebody disagrees with you, then you know they're not logical or they're dreaming or you know come on get real blah blah blah.
I didn't say that you dreaming. Well, we got single parents that can be great. They can be great. What I
you don't
said
know everything. Neither do I.
The whole contents of what I said is this. Here's what I said. The contents was this. Women and men that have made a baby, and I'm going to break it down to the simplest term so everybody can understand. Men and
oh,
women.
Oh, you're so brilliant. We got to have it broken down so we all
baby, who have made a baby should try to sit back and leave their differences out of that baby's life and stop playing the baby as it's an instrument or a tool.
I think everybody agrees with that. And that's probably a lot easier said than done.
That goes with both parents, the mother and the father. It's not just the mother.
It's probably a lot easier said than done.
Nor the society problems either, Les Jackson.
And you can take that with a whole lot of different other things too, Mr. Jackson. But everybody don't do that. Some people don't do it, but that remains friends.
But some people get remarried again. We use a lot of excuses why we can't.
Both of my folks did. It's real simple to do it.
We just don't want to do it.
And what do you do when the father dies and the mother is left raising the children?
You know what everybody else wants to do. You can't keep everybody else. You don't know everybody else. What do you do when the father dies? I didn't say everybody. I don't know what everybody else is.
Is that the biggest problem? I didn't put words in my mouth. I didn't say everybody. I said we don't want to do that.
You don't know everybody, so you don't know what everybody wants to do.
No, you don't.
It wouldn't be this big of a problem.
Why don't you talk about what you didn't answer the question that I asked you. What do you do when the father dies? Now, what do you do when the woman's husband dies and there's children?
Should you go to the grave and dig him up so that he can still be a part of the child's life? They're going to pick you apart until you don't have a morsel of flesh on your bones. You are dead meat, Les Jackson.
Okay, but you know what?
It still means a single parent. They're going to pick you apart until you cry.
This is what we just said. If the man dies.
Yes.
Well, if the man is dead, of course, he can't do anything, but that ain't going to stop that woman from dating somebody else.
Oh. What about if she chooses not
to? That's not going
to
stop her from having another man in her life.
What if she chooses not to?
Okay, I got a good question. Why don't you go around and get four single women that got kids, and why don't you raise all of them, and you be the father for all of them? Why don't you do that? How come y'all ain't?
You know what?
Well, Les Jackson, you got a lot of energy. You arguing with three black women at the same time.
I didn't say nothing about adopting. Go get you some single female mothers.
They don't need
care of all their children and be the father in their life.
What?
That's like each one.
I mentor two or three kids right now.
But mentoring, are you raising
their life?
Mentoring and raising them are two different things. See, mentor, you get to leave and go home.
Hey,
a mother raising a child is there 24/7. You mentor and you leave.
Sick and tired of all. He's doing more. He's doing more than I am.
Children.
He's doing more than I am.
I mean, it's easy when it's not your own that you can speak about.
No, it has nothing to do with not being my own. It's just showing that love. It's just sitting back and coming from a well-rounded and seeing what I had and sharing it and giving
right.
it and passing it
that's
along.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
That's how culture is built. You pass on a culture.
I know how culture is built.
Okay, so why don't we pass on and break this cycle of all this monotony and drama
there is no
that we
cycle.
Go through?
I can tell you why I don't try too much, Les. I can answer that question. This applies to everyone.
You create the cycle. There's
I was raised in
question,
a closely
Les.
Knitted family, and that's the way how I raised mine.
Because those kids aren't receptive. They give you a hard time, and they chump you off. A lot of them aren't trying to get any type of message from an older person or a perspective that's different than what they have. And you're
do they ever try to sit down and have a conversation with
I've tried. I've tried.
I enjoy young people myself. Just sitting down and have a conversation and showing them the right way. Some of them, when you teach one, you reach one. So if you don't never reach one, it's like stop back and look at myself and see what am I doing wrong. Let me go to this a different direction. It's a challenge to me to work with young people.
And
show them where
life is supposed
to
be a challenge, and I love you for taking that challenge. Because
I don't care where it is. It can be from the ghetto to the rich side of town to the poor side of town. I'm there. I'm not afraid of nothing.
Isn't that what life is about? That's what makes
but then,
you happy.
Just like that little kid
that
I said, the news media just did the same thing to him that we were talking about.
Well, we know that the media is going to blow up every story. If that baby lived a block from me
or next door to me, the mother would have had training. She would have had to come in and step in. It ain't always got to be a man in the house.
No, it doesn't.
It could be some people in the house around her that's going to give her some tender love and care. She's 16 years old and she's still a baby herself.
It's a very important part, and I don't lie to myself about this.
So that's
how
that is.
It's a very important part, though, that a man, there's a reason why it takes a man and
but
a woman to make a baby.
We come on in here blaming the whole community.
Do it like that,
no, no, you come on in here blaming the whole community for what you see a little baby.
Yeah, and you're trying to give excuses for what's happening.
You
the thing is, when you have single-parent households raised by women, regardless
well, like,
whether they're white or black, the majority
because
of the kids
a lot
do not
of
turn out to be productive
houses.
Members of society.
What did you say?
You know what? I think poverty, poverty is a larger problem. I think poverty is a much bigger issue
the same thing. What
with
is
the single
doing
what
mother.
What did I just say?
A change in it.
Well,
what are you
no,
doing?
You just said single mother. That doesn't have to mean poverty. Statistically,
it sure don't have to mean poverty. You got
single mother is not going to have the
and
same
and by the way, they're the richest
as,
people on this that's going
party,
on now is the single
big,
mother.
But I think the bigger problem is poverty. And when there's one
and I agree.
Hold on.
Help his community.
Hold
help
on, Maze.
In the same way, then we figure out we all got the same
Maze.
Problem.
Maze, I got a Magnum and a machine gun, laser machine gun. Keep playing. Now, anyway, as I was saying, you know, but you know what, Joe made a point. If he did say black and white. He did say that.
Yep.
And I agree with him. I do believe poverty plays a lot into it. I really do. Now, you know, some may say, "Nah, I ain't got nothing to do it," but in a lot of cases, it does. It really does. And it helps some, and some of them just fall into the rabbit hole, and that's where they stay at. So, you know, depends on how you're looking at it. That's what I'm saying, anyway. I think Antoinette has something to say.
And Mr. Talk, you know, poverty does play a large part in the development of any child. Red, blue, white, black, brown, Chinese, Asian, whatever. But what we are finding, and this is something that is just is documented, it's just factual for some reason, you know, we tend to destroy the family value more than most outside cultures.
What is
we don't sit back. We don't, you know, when was the last time that you sat back and actually had a dinner conversation with your children and just asked them what you up to? What are you up to?
Well,
listen,
my children are grown, but I still have conversations with my children,
you know,
and I have them with my grandchildren.
Children are not complicated.
Can I explain?
Children are not complicated.
Let me say, explain to you what I said my children like to do. My grown-ups like to do it. When you see somebody in need, you help them. If you close
Thank
to somebody
you.
Or near around somebody, you help them. They did it when they were teenagers. They did it when they see children in need. They would come and tell me, and I could do something about it. And when you get to the point where you make the money, when you can do something about it, you go out and help people. They don't even let them know you did it. The problem is a lot of them want people to know that they did it. You do it in secret,
yes, they
don't know where it came from.
Yeah,
so
they want the recognition
with,
now.
Well,
yeah.
I like
that's true, Mace.
That ain't going to make the news.
Well, that's a different issue
anyway,
altogether.
Right. Mr. Talk, I'm out of here, brother.
Yeah.
Great
see you later.
Show once again. I got to go.
Yeah, we know.
All right, Les, you have a good one, man. Stop. Thanks
all right, you do the same now. Yep.
All right.
He escaped with his life. You guys were going to get him. I would have bet on you. You guys would have argued him down.
No, we weren't arguing him down. We just showing him that everybody got problems, and I asked Joe, how is he going to solve his so we can solve ours?
Right.
If you decide to solve
no
problem,
the white solving
this.
Solve your own freaking problems.
Stop
saying, well, as soon as the white solve theirs, we'll solve ours. Solve your own.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, but we get too many outside interferences when it comes to solving our own.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Joe. Your parents have been all over the world stealing everything they got their hands on, including the land you're standing on now. And it's just like that, huh?
And?
Even when it comes to our children and everything else.
So you're
going to
blame the way that
done.
You raise your kids or don't raise your kids on Whitey?
No,
Joe.
Talk to me when you have children.
Oh,
they taught
me
how to raise children. Talk to me when you have
talk
children.
Talk to me when you raise your child right.
My children are raised. They're
well,
grown.
I don't know if they're raised right or not. You say so.
Well, you know what? They're not in jail. They've never been to jail. They're not on drugs. that my sons are married with their own families.
So what's your point?
Okay, I raised mine. So you said
so
talk to you when
I
had mine?
You raised your kid. Les Jackson brought that
no,
up.
No, I didn't
what's
have kids. I
me?
Had children.
You know
I
what?
Didn't have
children. And even if you had one that was on jail or in jail,
well,
and
I,
been
none
on
death, of them.
It's not
none of them. By the grace of God, none of
fault.
Them.
But it's not necessarily your fault.
What do you mean? How's it my fault? My children aren't in jail. They're
he
not on drugs.
Not necessarily your
even
fault.
Even
if
they
had
gone that route, it's not necessarily your fault. That
oh,
happened.
Well, I'm going to look within and see what I did wrong.
Yeah, well, that happened.
Where I made mistakes, where I
well,
wasn't right on.
That's what people were talking about today.
Is that what
I've
you
done,
do, Joe?
I've done the sociology test
mm-hmm.
among the people, my friends
people
and the
do?
People that I know.
Yeah, that's what
but you know what, see, this is what gets me, and no disrespect to you, Mr. Beasley, or you, Joe, but if you don't have children, how can you speak on it, really? If you don't have children, you didn't raise children, you really don't know what it's like.
No,
you're only looking from the
I
outside. Excuse me. You're
like
only looking from the
like
outside in and someone
he
else's family.
Uterus, he can't treat a female.
You know what? I may not know how it feels to deal with each and every situation, but I do have an idea of how I think I would handle things.
Yes, but that's because you're looking from the outside in.
Which
that's
gives
a whole
a lot of better
from the outside. But,
okay.
But it's
no, it
totally
you know, it,
different
that
when you're the one that's in that household, when you're the one that's raised that child and that child has turned around and did something that is the complete opposite of what you raised that child to be. You
and
don't know what
you
the hurt is
done,
or anything else
did,
where
I
you put your all into a child and you sacrifice and you do for that child and everything else, and them children end up doing something stupid and embarrassing and shaming you and shaming your family. You don't know what that's like. You don't know the pride
no,
that it's
I,
in.
I
when you see
like,
your, excuse
like
me,
be,
when you
know
see your children
like
doing
the,
right
the,
and they're branding and they're doing everything they're supposed to do, but then you have outside forces that want to come in and claim that your child is doing other things.
Well,
it's like, see, the police pulling over your child, and he's been accused of something, and then they're going through and searching his car and everything and finding out they have the wrong person. And you don't
well,
know the panic and everything that goes through your heart. It does have everything to do with parenting.
No, if they got the wrong person, then the person, let's say it was your son or your nephew, then they got the wrong person. So what does that got
okay,
to do with your
okay, but do you know what that's like when you taught your children, you know, and then they're saying that, okay, everything you taught them, that even if you're doing what's right, you're still being hassled.
That's
that has
why
nothing
you
to do
don't
with
have
parenting.
Kids. It's a crapshoot. You could do everything right, and you could throw some snake eyes.
But it has nothing to do with parenting, Antoinette. If that
yes,
nephew or son
don't
did not do
up
anything
up
wrong, then how has that got to do with your parenting?
Mm-hmm. But see, talk to me when you become parents.
No, I'm talking to you now. How does that
no,
got
well,
to do with your
talking
parenting?
To me now has nothing. It's irrelevant because you're
all
not
right,
a parent.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's irrelevant because you're not a parent.
No, no,
when
it's
you become a parent,
you,
then
the,
you can talk to me.
The example you just said nullified your argument. You
again,
said
when you are a parent, then I'm interested in what
the
you have to
you
say
said,
when it comes to
your
children.
Argument. You're talking about if a parent is trying to do something right, therefore the kid is supposedly doing something wrong. Now, if your nephew or son didn't do anything
that's
wrong, and in the example
saying.
You gave pulled over by a cop, has nothing to do with parenting, right or wrong.
Doesn't have anything to do with parenting. It has to do with the cops making a mistake.
Right, exactly. So what the argument was, Antoinette, you twisted it around yourself.
I don't think
no.
so.
No, you took
I don't
it
either.
How you,
you
wanted
don't have
to
no
take
kids,
it.
Joe, and talk to
and
you when you try
because
to.
You're not a parent, and until you become a parent, then you couldn't understand the impact of it.
Mm-hmm.
The impact of it has nothing to do with the parenting aspect of it.
Well, it does to her, Joe.
Well,
that's what she was talking
her,
about. Now, you may not understand
it. It doesn't matter that if
and
she
you're not
or
a woman,
anybody else feels about a certain situation. It's
they,
relevant.
Because you're not a parent and you're not a woman, you can't relate to her
yeah,
state.
Yeah, no, I can't got to be a
think,
woman.
I think Joe would have made a pretty good parent. He sounds he's level-headed.
Must,
when he
how?
Speaks, he sounds fatherly.
And I don't let everybody know about my life because I don't need to let everybody know about my life. You want to put all your shit out there on the internet,
well,
you go right ahead and do it.
No
I don't put
you
all mine, but I wear it as a badge of honor that I have a kid.
I'm talking about everybody.
Everybody wants to put the stuff out there. Let them.
Well, don't worry about everybody else's stuff if they
want
to put it out there.
I'm not worried about
want...
your stuff.
Then don't.
You're
Why are
bringing
you
up the conversation.
So much?
I'm in the conversation. If you don't like
well,
my
okay,
point
then.
Of view, no problem.
Why are you so mad at him?
But never mind, Beasley.
Who's mad?
Yeah,
who's mad?
No nicer.
Somebody's mad.
Yeah,
he's
and don't
bit nicer.
Going,
I know, but
you're
talking
you
at him kind of coarse, though, and I don't think he's done that much for you. I don't have to defend him, but he hasn't done that much except
why are you?
To be coarse
because
with
he feels like, I'll defend
are you? Because, see, what I hear going on is the masculine attacking what the feminine is saying. That's what I
I'm
hear
not
going
really
on.
Attacking it, but I did notice that in our
I wasn't talking about you.
That the women
I wasn't talking about you specifically,
one,
Mr.
One Beasley.
I was talking about in the conversation as it has progressed.
Well, you're
now
right.
We're arguing about,
gonna, with the man
you're
on
about
the
how
she was
going, and
she
I want to point that out.
But wait a minute. Antoinette made a statement, if I understood her correctly, about how she would feel if she raised her sons and they ended up getting stopped by the police and getting in trouble and doing things that she didn't teach them to do. Then Joe,
oh, no, that wasn't it, Angonia.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Antoinette, is that what you said?
She
yeah.
said that. Well,
no,
kind
it wasn't
of sort
Antoinette.
Of.
She said it. She ought to know
I
what she said.
All right. Both
when,
of you are crazy.
When they,
here's
my
what
son has been stopped by the police
Antoinette
before.
Antoinette plainly said that the first order
this
two
is Antoinette getting ready to say what Antoinette
was,
said.
First off, it was the impact. Okay? Then, secondly, it was about a family member, presumably a son or a nephew, who got pulled over for stuff they did not do.
He was still
not
talking about how she would
did.
Feel as a single parent.
I said that was part of the other issue. There were two issues.
Okay, then we're straight.
So why'd you bring it up for?
Because I wanted to clarify. That's why, Joe.
Oh, okay. Are you clarified now?
Yes, I am. Why didn't you respond to me when I brought up the fact that you were telling her to solve her problems and then you assault instead of saying... And I asked you about the fact that, you know, y'all done went all over the world stealing land and everything else, people and
oh,
resources.
Okay.
You didn't have anything to say about that.
To answer that? What about that?
His jaws is, his
yeah,
jaws
I
want to
know. And you didn't, you segued off into another,
yeah,
you know, another.
There was Maze and there was Antoinette and then there was Jim jumping in there.
I said you didn't like
what
did
you
want to
do?
She just put a whole lot on your back, Joe, because you're wild. You just took on the responsibility. You just took on the legacy of 1,000 years of evil stuff the white people have
no,
done.
No, not 1,000.
You didn't
been.
I feel sorry
been
for you. However long it is, she just put it all on. Joe's back.
Well, that's every day. That's every
well,
day.
Well, that was in
not
response to what Joe said. See,
but you,
I was talking
about you. But Joe, you choose to come here and participate. So you must
I'm
like
the first one here. I figured I might stick around.
Okay.
All,
you must
you
like
know.
It. You must want to come here and catch some white
deal. Yes, he does, because he's learning that.
No, I don't feel any like white deal.
You might be a masochist for this white deal.
Hey, all right.
I don't feel any white deal.
He's a mascot, right. But he has learned a lot along the way listening to us that our community is not
absolutely.
No different than
I was thinking he goes
because
to report
he got a rag doll in
his
like we got him in ours.
Here's what they're thinking.
He won't admit it.
I'm thinking he might.
There's a plenty that's wrong with the white community. Have I ever said that the white community was perfect?
That's what I'm saying. And are you saying that the black community is what?
Fucked
what
up.
Are you saying that the black community is?
Fucked up.
And
so
the
whole black
is
community is.
I didn't say the
and
whole
white community
black
is what?
The black community as a whole. Everybody here has, and other black people have, talked about the problems
but
within
Joe,
the black community.
You said it
and
was
I've said, yeah. Fuck.
But you know what?
Community?
If I, but
it's
Joe, but Joe,
thing?
That's not true. If I would compare how I
up,
came
Joe?
Up and the
no,
kind
you
of
said
people
that
I
white
around,
said that about the white community. That'd be
that's
absolutely
fuck.
True.
You stole
but
up.
Then you're going back to the same issue that black people do not all live the same black experience.
So what's
just
that
like white people do not have the same white experience in this life.
Go on.
Right,
what's the
not
point?
All black and white.
So then you can't
right
say
here.
Just the black community
I
because you don't know what is. You
said
the black
to
community
that.
Together.
The white community also was
I said your community
up.
Is what?
He's
what
good,
your, Dad.
What did I just say?
I didn't hear you.
Well, too bad.
You were
I said
talking
it three
at the same
times
time.
Already.
So your community is fucked up too?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need
anything
to
else?
Say. So the next time you see a media and all this stuff going on, could you be one of them that could stand up and say, my community is just like y'all's?
I saw an article online
yesterday, and it said that there's a heroin epidemic in Vermont. I think it was the governor of Vermont speaking. Vermont has maybe
about like 1%
of one, maybe a 1 or 2% black population, and they.
But he ain't
and,
gonna talk about
I,
that.
No, I think it was the governor. This isn't getting that much news, but I did read the story.
Of course not.
And the governor of Vermont is saying that there is a heroin epidemic in Vermont that is really, 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 really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worse than this little kid cursing.
Right. And the thing is, the propaganda isn't picking up on that, but it shows that the white community is fucked up. Okay?
Well, Joe, how do you feel when you
not everybody
stuff like
is,
that?
Though.
Well, not
every
everybody,
day,
but enough people to say that, you
but
know,
you
it's
better,
rather systemic
you better,
in both the white.
You better believe if you're using heroin, you're well on your way in becoming fucked up.
You know, I would think if you're using heroin or horse, you're probably fucked up now.
Right. It just feels good.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with horse.
Did you say that, Mr. Talk? There's nothing wrong with it.
That's right. There ain't nothing wrong with
horse. Oh, Mr. Talk's in there?
He's from Texas. They eat horse steak. Horse burgers. We all might eat horse burgers.
No, I asked you a question.
What?
Huh?
What?
What was the question?
I say, how do you feel when you see this go across the media every day, just one group of people? I mean, just one certain group pinpointed of people.
He doesn't take the same news each and every day.
How do you feel when you see that?
He doesn't have the filter to take the step back and say that this might be some propaganda.
Do you think something's wrong with it?
Oh, yeah, I did. I said that at the very beginning, but nobody was listening because everybody had to have their own story and bring it
in. Do you think they need to stop?
Shout and yell.
I did notice that the men focused on the family and the dysfunction there, and the women focused on the media and the exterior factors that's making it a big story. And that
but
was
I,
down the line. That was
I agree with Joe when he pointed out that it
yeah.
what this the yeah, I did.
Right.
I saw where he was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I agreed too.
Yeah. It was the media. It was the media focusing on trying to divide and conquer even more than it has already. Because again, the thing was it was on the Omaha Police Union website. It didn't have to be on that website. It could have been on any other website.
And the story that I read from with all the bad news,
uh-huh.
that's from the Omaha that's from the Omaha newspaper, the local newspaper, and it sounds like they're really, really slanted against this family because there was nothing good or anything at all.
Well, yeah, but again.
What I saw on another article I read, because I read an article about this morning, or I glanced through it, that when the CPS came to the house, there had been problems at that house, obviously, but that there was food in the refrigerator and the house was clean and, you know, the child's diaper was clean. So that they're being removed from the house, not because she's not caring. In fact, it's the mother talking. And the mother, she's pretty and she has an innocent-looking face, but
can't
judge a book by its
cover. She had a child at 16.
That's right.
She has a child. She has a
well, she
had
it earlier than
16. Children.
What?
I don't know.
They said
she had
three children.
I think the article said there were three children removed,
from
but I don't know if the other two children are hers.
Yeah, I don't think
and
the other two
were
hers.
She didn't abuse them, and she wasn't beating them to death, and she wasn't trying to scald them in the bathtub.
Yeah, well, it's the
right.
article, I mean, it did say they removed her and the child for safety reasons.
Man,
we know what
the
safety reasons are.
The gang members might have turned on her for her getting attention.
Right.
Who knows?
Right. Well, I mean,
who knows?
Yeah.
And that's just the typical black family. Oh, my God. Did I say that?
But see,
here's
the thing.
Typical
black family.
Oh, Lord.
You're saying
that as a joke. That's how you do things as a joke.
Hold on.
Don't work like that. That's
hold
typical
on.
White family.
Before we go there. Hold on before we even go there. You know, here's another point that I think we fell in the miss. You know, you got to let your children know, even the adults, man, you can't live your life on social media. You know what I mean? Because you don't know who's out there looking at it. You don't. And if whoever this brainiac was that decided to put it on the Facebook page, you know, granted, I still think it's horrible what they were doing with the little boy, but you got to let them know you can't live your life on Facebook because you never know who's looking. And what you think is innocent may not be as innocent as you think.
You know what I thought about when I saw the video? I thought it was rather – I didn't think it was despicable. I thought it was rather stupid. But then when I heard about the environmental factors about the gangs and stuff like that, then I thought, well, shit, you bring all that crap in, then it's really bad. But I just thought it was just a bad way of teasing a kid or having the kid come back with some freaking curse words at the beginning.
That kid
okay.
knew how to respond. That kid knew how to respond. That ain't the first time he done that. He's
exactly.
Practicing.
Thank you, Beasley. Thank you, Beasley. That's not the first time.
He said, shut up, you bitch-ass nigga.
Yeah, but
yeah.
But something like that
to?
Doesn't – see, you know, and I'm not being a liberal, but something like that doesn't automatically mean that
both
a killing cat has to grow up to be a thug. But when you bring in the other factors about being related with the gang and the gang coming over and there's been gang threats, there's a possibility there.
Possibility.
That
kid
doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to have to be a thug just because he grew up in it. He might be
yeah.
something that he don't want to be,
be
a
part
of.
The gang.
That's possible, too. Sure.
The gang is
the
strongest factor in that whole situation. That's what's generational. The grandparents were gang members. The 38-year-old grandparents were gangsters, and they're all gang members. And they're in Omaha,
Nebraska.
And that's
how, all the gangs do it. So they grew up, in the families with it like that, and that's where other people do it, too. Not only those all gang members do it. The Chinese ones
true.
And
there's
the,
too
the,
many
all
gangs
gang
in America anyway.
And
you
that,
take
and,
a look
and
at
I
the
know,
Italian
and I know
mob.
Where that's true. I know where that's true for Hell's Angel, white supremacist type.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And I know where it's true in the Latin gangs, too.
Mm-hmm. And the mafia. Isn't
yeah.
that something right. that's inherited, too?
Yep.
Generational,
it seems to be.
I mean, you still got the dumbest sections of the Italians still going in the mob.
Well, look at the mob that controls the government, that controls so many other things, the police force.
That's the biggest mob of all.
The culture that you're surrounded by when you're a kid, and you're coming up, you're gonna gravitate towards it most of the time.
I'll be daggone it. I don't believe that came out of Mr. Beasley's mouth when I said something. Oh, you're all over the place.
Well, because I felt that you were all over the place.
I gotcha.
Because I thought you were all over the place. And sometimes I ask you guys questions, not necessarily that's how I feel, because it stimulates the conversation and makes you approach it a different way.
Still love you, Mr. Beasley.
Of course. It's all love.
All right.
Let's just talk about this stuff.
That's right. That's what we need to do.
It's all about
all right,
love and understanding.
All right. We're going to chill out now or give y'all a few minutes to catch your breath here. You know, we 21 minutes after the hour. And it is Friday, you know what I mean? It's Friday. Man, I'm telling you, what a great show. What a great show. But we're going to let y'all get y'all last words in. I'm not going to leave y'all out like that. So we're going to start with, I don't know, who we going to start with? Let's start with Joe. Get him started all early. Joe, where you at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have anything much to say, you know. I usually am a man of few words. I've said it all already. So everybody just have a good weekend. We'll come back on Friday and start the fight all over again, okay?
You mean Monday, man. You mean Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
All right. Thanks. All right. The beautiful Antoinette.
Well, Mr. Talk, I think it was wrong that the child was taught those curse words. I think it was wrong that it was put up on Facebook. I think it's even worse that the news picked it up, and this has become a national issue, and where they were talking about where charges have not been filed yet, as if this is some kind of child abuse case.
Mm.
And that's my final words. Good point.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend, beautiful.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. All right. And now, for the very sneaky and sometimes irritating but lovable Maze. Okay. I couldn't resist that one, Maze. Are you there? Okay. We got issues going on right now. All right. You there, Maze?
She might be punishing you.
Uh-oh. She's punishing me? Oh, man. Oh, hold on. What? I don't know. Okay. I think she, let me try this again. I don't know what happened. Okay, we're going to try it one more time, y'all. One more time. She may have ran away. Her husband came and got her. That's what it was. Maze, are you there? Maze? Uh-oh, wait a minute. Dang, I thought I opened the mic. Oh, I opened the mic and the mic closed up. Maybe she's not there. Oh, well. We'll be back to her in a minute. Let's move on to Mr. Beasley. Mr. Beasley. Now her mic opens. Are you there, Maze? Okay. All right. Move on. Mr. Beasley. Mr. Beasley, are you there?
It must have ran to another show. I see in the chat room it's other shows.
I see. Good Lord. They were there for a moment, then they weren't. Okay. All right. No problem. We gonna. How come when I open her, I don't know, Blog Talk tripping right now. I'm on my switchboard tripping. I open one and another one's open. Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, we tried. We tried. We tried. All right, co-host, you got anything you want to say?
No, it was lively again. I got, you know, pretty choked up here, but, you know. But anyway, I'm glad it's Friday. How about that?
Okay. That's a good
I'll just say, I'll quit while I'm ahead.
You'll quit while you're ahead? Man, uh-huh. I tell you. Now, see, this is the way you end up a Friday. It is. This is the way you end up Friday. You know? Now, everybody going to go and be thinking about some stuff over the weekend. Now, I like that. I like that. Man, there's nothing left to say. I mean.
Yeah, you certainly stirred it up today. You really, really stirred the pot, Mr. Talk, with this topic.
Yeah, there's nothing else to say. We're going to go on to. Huh?
I'm sorry.
I mean, what I was about to say is, y'all want to know more about Fukushima and radiation and tests that were done in the 40s? Make sure y'all go to the show's Facebook page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. I'll be putting some links up there so y'all can take a look at it. Okay? And Sister Ngonier, me and you going to have to talk about that too because it's something I want to do. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But okay. Until that, y'all, I don't have too much left to say, except for y'all go and have a nice weekend. If you get some cocktails right about now, go on to get your cocktails. It'd be
I wish I did drink. Do too, Antoinette.
I wish I drank.
It's enough to have a drink for today.
I have to smoke my cigarette and be happy.
I don't know what happened to me. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Oh, can I get my? I've been talking and it wouldn't come up. But that was Blog Talk. I put it on them. As I was saying, I'm not going to take and put a burden on my community because somebody else's community is doing the same thing and they're not putting a burden on themselves. Why should I put one on mine? Until they make a change and we all make a change together, everything's going to be the same, but I don't have to sit back and take it. With that media, I'm going to be on them because I'm going to send them same babies cussing, and I want to see them on the nightly news. And with that, y'all have a blessed weekend.
All right.
And see y'all Monday.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Maze. All right. Well, that's it. That is it. We're going to go on and get on out of here. I'm not going to say anymore. Monday, y'all, is Mad Monday. That's right, formerly known as Soapbox Monday, but it's Mad Monday now. And it's 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. And once again, hey, you get to decide, but if I beat you to it, hey, it's on you. That's all I got to say. But keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and make sure you're paying attention to what's going on around you, you know. Hey, sometimes don't let the blind lead you around. That's for dang on sure. Hey, that's all I'm saying. Sister Ngoni, any last words? Any last words before we get out of here with some music?
I just want to wish everybody a happy weekend and look forward to seeing you back on Monday.
All right. That's it, y'all. Until then, y'all have a good one, man. Enjoy the music as we get up out of here. Later. We'll be right back.
got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight, tonight, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my God. Jump out that sofa, let's get this.
Till the music stops now. Yeah.